What's poppin'? It's a whole new week. Woo! On the Drew and Mike Show in the DealsNadee.com studios. So much to talk about, including the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I'm so bummed out.
Friday night? Why?
Why do you think? Regarding the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, Radiohead, Tom York. I know.
Not only Tom York, but...
two other guys.
Yeah, the Greenwood Brothers. I can't believe
I don't
that.
Get it. I mean,
so they were left with the 6'8" guitarist and the 5'2" drummer, Selway and O'Brien.
If Robert Smith from The Cure shows up...
I know!
You would think anybody would show up. And I tell you what, it looked like a really nice evening, too. Stevie Nicks played 4 songs. Roxy Music played 6 songs.
Yeah, I like Roxy Music. I wish I went deeper with them. I just don't know too much about
them. There's a CD that's like the best of Roxy Music and Brian Ferry. Just bring it up on Google Play. There's some of their
Typical
songs. You would like them.
Did Eno produce them?
Very instrumental in their sound.
Because he did all of U2 and Coldplay and a lot of those acts,
Roxy Music was really where he cut his teeth, I think. And that sound...
A lot of similarities, right? Between that and Bowie.
Yeah, I think so. If you listen to... first of all, Avalon is the seminal...
That's the one song I do know by them.
Well,
I don't like it.
What about... Brandon, you want to crank up More Than This by Roxy? It's a very ethereal sound. It's atmospheric.
But I was listening to some of their older stuff, like from the early albums.
Oh, those albums are really cool too. But do you know this song?
Oh, give me a second.
The video, by the way, is so dumb.
Deep.
I'd almost rather you didn't look at it.
It's really deep.
It's Brian Ferry watching Brian Ferry in a theater on a screen.
What's the cross mean? Oh, I know this song. Yeah. This has been in movies.
Bill Murray sang it in Lost in Translation.
Oh, okay, there you go.
In karaoke.
A song by a gay guy.
I like how he's singing with his hand on his hip.
Brian Ferry can be a bit much.
No, this is a good song, though.
How about... okay.
There he is in the theater watching himself.
I know. It's really strange.
He's not watching him. He's watching us watching him watching himself.
I know.
Oh, man. This is like
so many
Inception.
Levels going on there. How about Take a Chance with Me from Avalon? It's not a song by a gay guy. No, it's a song. It's a great song. I think it's their most popular album. That doesn't mean it's their best album. But I thought
take
it was really good.
Take a chance with me. Take a chance. That's all I can think of is the ABBA.
Yeah, they're covering ABBA.
Chance, take a chance.
It does. It sounds so deep. But it gets humping. Anyway, The Cure played 7 songs, I think.
And Robert Smith's makeup looked perfect.
Of course.
It's just weird that he's still doing that.
Def Leppard wrapped
when
it
when he's
up.
At home and he goes out to the grocery store, does he have to put on full makeup?
I know.
Because it's not like Kiss makeup. It's just like lipstick and a lot of eyeliner.
I think he's just so utterly unattractive in every way that... I don't know. He really is not an attractive dude. But he's a great singer. Play a little more. You can get to the hook.
If you change your mind...
There it is. and after Def Leppard played... Ian Hunter came out and did All the Young Dudes.
We should play some of that.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good.
This song has the longest.
I know.
Is it all an intro?
It's getting there.
We're 1:05 in.
Go, Ferry.
Heads up. Here we go.
Phil Manzanera. Gonna kick you. There's the riff, man.
Is this where the radio edit starts?
I don't think it got any airplay. Nobody plays Roxy Music on the radio, do they? But other than Love is the Drug?
Yeah, that's a good song.
And I always remember that Brian Ferry's wearing a suit while he's singing this. With a few supermodels nearby. Any of those classic albums with the super hot babes on the cover? Who are usually his girlfriends?
The Sugar Plum Fairy.
Did you watch any of the red carpet, by the way?
No. Where was that at?
HBO did it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They had a total dingbat doing it.
Who was it?
I don't know who. Brandon, do you know who she was?
I do not know who she was. I imagine she was probably, I don't know, just some famous DJ, radio DJ or something.
I'm thinking she's the owner of HBO's daughter. Because honestly, it was just so, it was just pathetic. I mean, it was passable, I guess. But she didn't seem to really know the people in the bands. And she just gushed over them. And how does it feel?
Oh, Lord. Who are you wearing?
Yeah. Are you as excited as I am? She said to Robert Smith. And he said, I don't think I am that excited.
It's so nice to meet you. Hi. Congratulations, The Cure Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees 2019. Are you as excited as I am?
By the sounds of it, no.
Who are you, lady?
I don't know who she was, but...
Oh, here's you want to hear her intro?
Okay.
Let's see. Come on.
You know, while you're pulling that, let me just mention it.
7 p.m., and you can see highlights on the Rock Hall's social...
All right, I'll pause it.
If we were live on Facebook, it'd be brought to you by Mesa Tacos and Tequilas, located in the heart of downtown Royal Oak on Main Street between 3rd and 4th, and we will be, of course... tomorrow and the next 3 days, and they got 150 tequilas. Just got a bunch of new ones so they could say 150, but they really do. And then, of course, there's Taco Tuesday. Somebody emailed me and said they loved Taco Tuesdays. All you can eat Taco Tuesdays. Monday, tonight, fresh squeezed margaritas. Open mic Wednesdays with half-off bottles of wine and pitchers of sangria. Trivia Thursday, where you can win cash and fabulous prizes, plus the Sunday brunch, 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. Got the big screen for Final Four action this coming weekend, and a 10% discount if you mention Drew and Mike.
Nacho man. I want to be a nacho man.
Lots of nachos, too. Nachos are really good there.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. I ate them the next day. They were in my refrigerator, and they're nachos. Some nachos are just...
Yeah,
really
you don't want to toss chips in the fridge.
I don't know how I managed to like them the next day, but I did, and that doesn't happen very often. But speaking of March Madness and the big screen at Mesa, mybookie.com, I got some emails, some people who were paycheck doubling over the weekend. Yes, as, God, there were some great basketball games.
Oh my God,
the poor Hokies. Oh, how painful, yeah. As Duke escaped twice.
I mean, every game with Duke and every game with Purdue has been pretty good.
Yeah, the Purdue. Oh my God, the Purdue game.
Virginia might have been one of the better games I've seen in a long time.
It was. Well, Edwards with the 42 points. I mean, he was just smoking. Virginia was sinking some threes, and then that last shot after the missed free throw. Ugh,
it never works.
I know. You know, I always wonder a lot of times why guys take those long shots. Instead of just winging it down court to somebody.
Yeah.
Because guy did it perfectly. At his hands, he just put it up and bang.
Purdue was up 3. Virginia had the ball at the end. So they foul because then you only get 2 shots. Or
go Boilermakers!
You only get 2 shots instead of the 3. The thinking is you got to miss the second one and then try and get a rebound. And it went in the backcourt.
Yeah, it went way back. And the guy got the ball, gathered up with like 3.5 seconds left, took a couple dribbles, and fired a chest pass. Well, I'm sure people saw it. You know what I'm talking about. And the guy it touched his hands. He put it up and bang. Oh my God.
That blonde guy?
Shocked. Yeah, the blonde.
That hair's a natural color, right?
I kept thinking he was Dennis Rodman. Because Rodman was blonde for a while, wasn't he?
Yeah, and then red and then green.
Oh.
That was funny, though, because that guy.
I got so many belt threads.
That guy, before the start of overtime, Edwards looked at him and was like, "You gotta be fucking kidding me." And he just went, "I know, it's crazy."
It was crazy.
Really, really cool.
Absolutely crazy.
Oh, that highlight, though. That fucking highlight, though.
It's actual audio from one of the Purdue players after the game. So anyway, MyBookie, hopefully you were doing well. Hopefully you got your bonus cash. MyBookie will match your deposit with a 50% bonus. Just use promo code Drew at MyBookie.ag. Promo code Drew at MyBookie.ag. They've been in business for years. They're growing, and they pay out fast. So when you call that upset or you get that win, Maybe you just go with the money line. You'd be pocketing cold hard cash or putting it back on the line, letting it ride.
Yeah.
Big game's coming this weekend, so there you go. Now we have the beginning of the HBO, M'lady.
Yeah, I guess she's going to introduce herself. Her name is Carrie Keegan.
Thank you to Hilton Hotels and City for presenting year's live stream show. I'm your host, Carrie Keegan. We're here at Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York, waiting for the class of 2019 to arrive, along with the presenters and special guests. Are you guys ready to rock? Because I know I am. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in.
Wow,
let's get
crowd.
Started. We're here now until 6:45 p.m. The induction ceremony kicks off at 7 p.m.
So the host of the Big Morning Buzz on the Rock Hall social pages all night long.
Now,
she was also the host of Up Close with Carrie Keegan, whatever that is.
The Cure.
Who the hell are you,
Def Leppard. Janet Jackson,
she's
Stevie
not
Nicks,
that hot.
Radiohead,
no, not
Roxy
all.
Music, and the Zombies. Are you guys excited? I'm excited for the
Stop
34th annual induction ceremony presented by Klipsch Audio. Now, joining me here is Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Leprechaun guy got a lot more people in the background. My pleasure. It's great to be back.
Is this the guy she fucked for the gig?
So we did this last year, and we had a lot of fun.
We did,
I guess she did.
In Cleveland.
Yes, it was a lot colder. It was a lot rainier.
She does this every year.
We're getting none of that
I
here.
Guess.
I see a little sunshine outside. I saw fans queued up outside. Things are rolling. It's going to be a great concert tonight.
I know.
And everybody can watch it on September. I'm sorry, on April 27th on HBO.
I'm not waiting till September. It's not happening.
Let's see if she knows who any of these people are.
Be here. You're being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 50 years later. That must feel pretty amazing.
It's absolutely incredible.
She doesn't know them.
I'm finding it hard to believe, to be absolutely honest. It's a bit dreamlike, but it's a wonderful, wonderful honor. And we're all really, really pleased to be here.
Is there a reason not to show up?
I almost don't blame Radiohead.
You could not have been here without.
Anyone you could not have been here without.
Because,
what?
We are a family. We are friends.
What kind of a question
all
is that?
Wives, everybody who surrounds us.
No
stupid question.
And the fans.
Okay, rather stupid person.
Here comes some black people.
Right,
let's see if she knows who they are.
If anyone doesn't show up, we know who our new winner is. Yes, we're inducting you regardless.
Good to see you.
Nice
gorgeous.
To see you too. Thank you so much.
Get out of here. There's some black people. She doesn't know.
All right, you guys. We have Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. On the red carpet here at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Hello, hello. How are you?
Yes.
Great to see you. Hi. How are
piercing
you?
Voice.
Come here. We'll get you over here. We need to keep you on.
She's gonna introduce anyone.
We're
just said who they
Janet
were,
Jackson
but
tonight.
She did.
Yeah, I'm so happy.
Jimmy Jam.
We are too.
I mean, this is what happens every year. Every year, somebody goes, "Well, I thought she was either already inducted or it's about damn time."
Right.
Which one are you?
Oh, she's the worst. How much cocaine did she do?
She's definitely good, but I do believe that timing happens when it's supposed to happen. But she's well deserved.
She is such a role model to women. Understood the whole history after that.
Yeah, John's been.
I jumped forward again.
Since he was,
it's really funny.
John,
they have the scrolling conversation on the side.
So.
On YouTube, people, talking about it, and they're just dying to see Harry Styles, who I don't think she talked to.
That's all the Twitter was about, too. No, she didn't talk to Harry Styles, and, I wondered, why do they have Harry Styles with Stevie Nicks? By the way, he played guitar.
Rhythm.
And he sounded okay. I know, but.
I think
he was playing lead, actually.
Oh, I didn't look like it. It didn't look like it.
I'm not absolutely positive, but. He was all right.
He's not that bad. That one song he did on SNL last year I thought was really good. But he's always, he's from a boy band. He's from a TV
show.
Yeah, you're
sure you got a room,
Stevie Nicks thought he was in NSYNC, I think. Yeah.
It's really
pretty
funny.
Yeah.
Let's see if I can find it.
And I love the HBO show. I don't know how many of the performances they're going to show, how many of the songs.
Well, it's almost like hardly anyone performed, like four bands performed, because Janet didn't perform.
Well, but I'm glad Roxy Music and The Cure
played,
12 songs,
Def
and Stevie
Leppard played
four?
So right now the only videos are cell phone videos that are out there?
Of course.
Oh, Don Henley sang with Stevie Nicks, too.
Yeah.
Leather and Lace, which isn't my favorite song, but it was a hit.
Steve, to me, just kind of seems like the name of somebody who has absolutely nothing going on in their life.
I think Harry Styles, since he was in her orbit, banger.
I expect she could fall in love with Harry Styles. He's wearing that really nice blue suit.
Yeah, it pops. He's guilty of wanting his, making his eyes want to pop too.
Yeah, it's really bright blue. Is that a double-breasted jacket?
I can't tell. He's got the guitar in front.
I think it is. Very stylish.
Very stylish.
I haven't seen a ton of it. I saw a little Roxy Music. They sounded really good.
Yeah.
Band sounded great. I saw a little bit of The Cure. They sounded very good. Crap. Hey, good.
This is Joe Elliott here.
We're going to do... that must be Brian May on guitar.
Yeah, Brian May inducted him.
We're going to do something that's normally an all-star jam, but this is a bit different. It's more up to date.
I like one of Joe Elliott's quotes was, let's face facts here. If alcoholism, car crashes, and cancer couldn't kill us, the 90s had no fucking chance. Yeah!
That sucks!
Oh, man.
I didn't believe Stevie Don't mate, you've been getting up with us, I don't know. Susanna Hoff is coming up to sing.
She looks good.
Yeah, she's cute.
And a gentleman whose band, 45 years ago today, released their last studio
Who's
album.
Who's that dude?
He fronted that band for about 5 years. He has fronted himself for over 40. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Ian Hunter.
All the young dudes. This guy's 78.
Sounded like he pronounced his name as Ian Cunter.
He's a Brit. They like that term.
I'm counting 6 guitars on stage. He's too low in the mix.
Yeah, these phone versions aren't always the best.
Why would they put out a teaser of it? Like a really good
version?
Yeah,
they really should. There really
isn't. You're still going to watch it when it comes out.
There's really nothing? Nobody? They didn't put anything out?
Nothing. Not that I can see.
Not even the Henley Stevie Nicks thing? For some reason, I thought I saw... Yeah, I probably just got a lucky phone version.
Unless you want to watch more of Kerry Keegan interview people.
No. No, that was really...
Hang on, let me go to their official page.
That was one of those things where you'd think someone would do something about it. They put up with her last year, and they did this again?
Yeah.
Who is... I'd like to know exactly how that decision is being made.
Yeah,
they're going to cast any specific aspersions, but...
The Rock Hall has no official videos on their page.
There are so many people... who would be great at that. Take Gary Graff, for example. Mm-hmm. He would know everyone. He would ask great questions.
He wouldn't be fake.
It wouldn't be
excited.
All gushy and, you know, of course, anybody who's there is excited. Why do you have to be telling everybody how excited you are 5 seconds? Because you got nothing else to say.
Jeez. The Cure. Did you see their one guitarist? I believe it was their guitarist. Was inducted. It should be noted that Reeves Gabrill somehow was inducted.
That's
even
Soupy Sales' son.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh.
He was in the Tin Machine with Bowie, too.
Really?
Yeah.
He is inducted with The Cure, even though he has never played on a single Cure record and joined the band in 2012.
Not sure why that would be.
Why would he be inducted? Well, I guess because he's part of The Cure.
Yeah, but for some of the people who have not gone in,
yeah.
Because they're only on 3 albums or something.
Yeah, now this guy's in.
They've been real fussy about that. Mm. Robert Smith must have put up a big fuss. Or is this Soupy Power?
Maybe.
Tony, this is weird. Tony Hunt, I believe, is his brother. Gabriel's and Hunt. I don't know how that works, but they both were in Tin Machine with Bowie. Well, in fact, they're both good guitar players, I believe.
Then he should be nominated for that.
By the way, it's still Ram Truck Month. I think this might be the last day. Huh. It's Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Jeff, Thad, and Stephanie need to sell lots of trucks. So check out the Zot Ram Truck Month, and you can lease a new 19 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4 at just $189 a month. That's a hell of a deal. And then the 19 Jeep Compass Limited for $199 a month, or a new 19 Jeep Grand Cherokee for just $239 a month. And then they've got the employee pricing for everyone on all new 18 Jeep Wranglers. Lease one starting at $279 a month, and the Wranglers can handle just about anything, including Michigan roads. Our friends at Zott Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram can't fix the roads, but they have damn good deals and cars that can handle them. And Hall Financial, 6 tips last week. Yes. But you can only celebrate for a week. You know that new number's coming out. top mortgage company in Michigan for client service. Big supporters of the show. David Hall, Hall Financial, the team to go to if you're looking to purchase a home or refinance, or maybe you want to take some money out of your home to do something, or you want to change the length of your loan. You've heard it from our listeners. Over 500 five-star reviews because they always put you first. And as one person said, if you're like me, you'll have a million different questions. You'll want someone reliable and knowledgeable at your side. Communicating with them was easy, can be done at almost any time of the day. So if you go to our website and you fill out the online form, click the link, and they'll get back to you, crunching numbers in no time, at Hall Financial. DrewandMike.HallFG.com or call 248-308-5000, NMLS number 1467435. You won't be disappointed.
Thanks for the tip.
And Luke Nowacki, who sponsors No BS News with Charlie LaDuff also. May have some, boy, they're 40.
Did you give him a birthday present?
No, but Amy came down and brought him a cake.
Oh, really?
She did.
Oh,
that's nice. It's in their fridge, by the way, if you want some. Charlie's not a huge cake person. Good cake, too. I think it's raspberry chocolate.
Hey.
Wow. That sounds delicious.
But Charlie, that episode with Huel's at like 45,000 wow. Downloads.
Created a buzz.
Really did. If you're one of the Americans who spends only 45 minutes or less per year on their investments, it may be time to give Luke and his team a call. Not only can they help you create a plan to help you reach your financial goals, but they're there to answer your financial questions as well. So you don't panic and pull all your money out of the market at the bottom, for instance, which is common. People go, oh my God, I got to save what's left. For a complimentary consultation about your unique financial situation, call Luke at 248-663-4748 or email him at lnowacki@pinnaclewealthstrategies.com. Security Investment Advisory Services offered through Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC, Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, separately owned and other entities, and or marketing names, products, and services, referenced here, independent of Royal Alliance Associates.
Oof.
Luke Nowacki, 248-663-4748. Oh, by the way, we're coming to you from the third drunkest city in Michigan.
I know, it's pretty cool, huh?
Ferndale, Michigan.
Although, are you surprised that no college towns? Or actually, one college town.
Kalamazoo was six, but yeah, no, East Lansing?
Yeah.
No Ann Arbor? No Royal Oak?
I'm shocked by that.
You know, I think it was just because of the parameters in which that was set up. It had to do with, you know, how many bars and wineries kind of per capita.
Well, then why wouldn't Royal Oak be on there?
Absolutely. I would think it would. There's a lot of liquor stores in Royal Oak, too.
That was another one they used.
Traverse City's number one.
Woo!
Really?
Half the pay, but a view of the bay, right?
Half the bay, yeah. And they do have a really great bar scene up there.
Yeah,
it seems to be rocking every single night, no matter what night it is.
Well, and those tourists come up there and get hammered, I bet.
Yeah.
Mount Clemens, it's funny, when I saw Mount Clemens number two, I thought, yeah, they do party in Mount Clemens. No doubt about it. Then Ferndale, Muskegon, Benton Harbor. Surprise. Kalamazoo, Escanaba, Flint. If I lived in Flint, I'd think they'd be number one. Lots of drink.
This is a mess.
A lot of reasons to drink. Grand Haven and Bay City. Yeah, East Lansing.
Okay. It makes it sound like everybody in the Detroit area just goes to Ferndale to get messed up. It's the only city in this area.
That's Royal. I don't know how Royal Oak.
It doesn't seem right. Yeah.
I mean,
Royal Oak seems pretty drunk.
Any drunk knows Royal Oak should be in that list somewhere.
You've been drinking as long as me. You build up a tolerance.
So,
The
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, looking forward to that show at the end of April. I think it's the 27th on HBO. Now, today.
Why does it take them so long?
I don't know.
It's dumb.
Let's go already.
Slow down.
I had CNN on before the show today, and they interviewed Lucy Flores, this assemblywoman.
Oh, yeah. He's cooked.
Joe Biden violated her.
Yeah.
And it's a really strange story because you hear it and you go, really, this is like 5 years later, and she's demanding some kind of a response because he came up behind her. He's campaigning for her.
When I heard it, I was kind of like, yeah, it sounds like Biden. What's
yeah, it does sound like Biden. And I immediately went to YouTube. There's a whole string of him putting his hands on women like...
Say that to somebody in North Dakota, they think it's a frisk. Drop their hands on the side, you know. You're in trouble, right?
Yeah, so a lot of people have been putting
videos creepy
together.
Joe Biden.
And that you will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office upon which you're about to enter, so help you God. I have no doubt about it.
He put his hands on his wife.
What's creepy about that?
New members and all members of the United States Senate. And as vice president, it's one of the great opportunities I have. I loved the United States Senate. It was a collegial place.
We've seen him, though. Like,
he's not being creepy.
Where's the creepy part?
He does that
stuff. Oh, yeah, he's got his hands on the shoulders of
whispering
the guy's wife.
Here, first and foremost, to my perfect wife, Stephanie, my wonderful son, Will.
He seems to smell hair a lot,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's a weird fetish.
There's one where he kisses this teen girl,
yeah,
and she's flinching.
Oh, whoa.
And he keeps rubbing, he keeps playing with his one girl's hair.
Yeah, oh, look, he's going in for a sniff there.
There he's got his arm around this girl. She's probably 16.
She said 15 there.
Oh, he's got his hands on.
He's very handsy.
Around this girl's waist.
That's
from behind.
Where the biker sat in his lap. That's a great point.
Where their whole family. He's all over that chick. Stand with him as I reenact
the swearing in. It's a moment of real joy.
Oh, there's the one where he tries to kiss her. Okay, watch her flinch. Look, he's smelling her hair. What the fuck?
I think that's when they busted him saying the same joke 15 times to all the little girls. Like, no dating till you're 30. No dating till you're 30.
Is that Eva Longoria?
Actually,
Hillary. What? See, that's in his defense. He said, "Look, I'm touching Hillary."
It is an enormous. She smells like sulfur.
I served there for a long time, and I consider it. I consider myself.
Did we have to hear him narrate during this creepy video?
So this was 5 years ago.
He came up behind her. She'd never met him. He was showing up this thing, and she just feels someone from behind put their arms around her, sniff her hair, inhale her hair. I think she said. And then give her a slow, long kiss on the back of the head.
Harmless dweeb or disgusting
what,
sex
kiss
monster.
On the back of the head?
And she said she felt gross, which is really funny.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'd feel gross if he did that to me.
Nice job, Biden. Nice making this candidate feel gross right before she spoke.
By the way, it was a, quote, big, slow kiss on the back of the head.
What? You know, I understand what she's saying, but honestly, watching this interview on CNN, it started to feel like, oh, come on, really? Really? I mean, 5 years later?
I know. Well, I think what's interesting is this is gonna bury him, and Brandon and I were talking about it before the show.
I don't know. Is it going to bury him?
Yes. Bury him. Yes, simply because when things like these allegations happen to Trump, he just goes, nope, didn't happen. And then every Republican just says, bah, whatever, didn't happen. And they just move on.
Yeah.
Here he's going to be attacked by everybody from every side.
Well, Elizabeth Warren's demanding a response. This girl's demanding a response.
So you don't want to smell her hair.
No. But it's funny.
Who, Pocahontas?
He might be the best chance the Democrats have, and they're going to destroy him. Mm-hmm. They're going to destroy him.
That's the story of the Democratic Party.
And she's also, and this, she's a Democrat, too. He campaigned for.
Mm-hmm.
And she's bitching on behalf of other people,
did
too.
Did she win?
Yes, she did win.
I'm very grateful.
I know.
If I'm campaigning.
That's what I said. But, you know, I get the feeling Biden thinks he's hot. The way he smells their hair and plays with their hair. Who does he think he is?
What if this was like all those stories about Harvey Weinstein and how creepy he was, and then it comes out all the stuff he did?
I
think that's quite a leap to take.
I would expect this would lead to some other women he's been handsy with coming out. It looks like he's just kind of creepy, kind of George Bush creepy.
Yeah.
Like a stupid Copperfield joke.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But maybe otherwise harmless. So.
But the unforgiving people will be the people that he needs to support him. And that's why he'll be cooked.
Well, people really though? I mean, honestly, when you put him up against, if he was up against Trump, would that really be the difference?
I don't think he'll make it that far.
Yeah, I think you might be right.
That.
He needs support. We'll see. He's made two statements. The first one's fuck, I don't remember that.
His other statement's just grand. it was written by a masterclass of PR, and it's so laughable. It's like, oh, I'm so glad she came forward with all these.
Yes.
This is going to make me look great. We got to listen to women.
Women need to be heard, and I'm listening. Almost like he's not involved in the situation.
Yeah. I'm sorry she remembers it totally differently.
The CNN interview with her today, by the way, I did record it. I don't know if you want to watch it. It becomes a real blah, blah, blah. And I'm sorry, I don't mean to be misogynistic or whatever.
Hey, if someone's boring in an interview, that's not misogynistic.
No.
Guys are boring, too.
It's just that, to be honest, I don't even think an interview's necessary. You know, he grabbed her from behind. Didn't grab her. Put his arms around her from behind. A slow, long kiss on her head and inhaled her hair.
Ooh.
What more is there to say about it?
And not once, never, did I believe I acted inappropriately. If it is suggested I did, I will listen respectfully. But it was never my intention to listen respectfully.
Sorry, not sorry.
I'll close my eyes, inhale deeply, and hopefully get a whiff of someone's hair.
She wants a...
That's her?
She wants a... Yeah, she... But do you think he really was...
No, true. Of course not. Not that
odd. Well, it happens nice also hair. Suddenly. It's, you know,
yeah, she does.
Anyone who's ever been at a rally recognizes that there is just chaos. There's a lot of energy. That everyone's running
pause
back
and
for forth.
One a lot of women who were there, by the way,
yeah.
say this didn't happen.
Yeah.
That he was never alone with her. I don't think she said he was alone with her. But there are a lot of women who are taking aim at her, which is typical.
That's interesting.
I mean, it just becomes the... Well, you know, I'm sure they've arranged some friendly comments. This just becomes so dumb. But go ahead. Play this dope.
Eva Longoria was there. We were all
the case closed.
Eva wasn't
one of the real... What is she? I don't even know
what
she is anymore.
Desperate Housewives.
I'm kind of preparing myself to give these remarks. It's the very last days before the election. And very unexpectedly and out of nowhere, I feel Joe Biden put his hands on my shoulders, get up very close to me from behind, lean in, smell my hair,
sexy
and
time.
Then plant a slow kiss on the top of my head. And
was
that
he hard?
In and of itself might not sound like it's
was
a very
hard?
Serious thing. That in and of itself might sound like it was innocent and well-intentioned. But in the context of it, as a person
Biden
that had absolutely
hot,
no relationship
obviously.
With
oh, fuck
him
yeah,
afterwards, as a candidate who was preparing to make my case for why I should be elected the second
is,
in command of
wet?
That state, to have the vice president of the United
wet?
States do that to me so unexpectedly and just kind of out of nowhere. It was just shocking. It was shocking because you don't expect that kind of intimate behavior. You don't expect that kind of intimacy from...
Intimacy.
Someone so powerful
really
and someone who you just have no relationship whatsoever to
ever.
Touch you and to feel you and to be so close to you in that way.
My God,
so
Tapper spacing
didn't
out.
Even know
he's
how
tappering
to react.
Out.
I was just shocked. I
does not want
felt,
to be a part of this anymore.
I felt powerless. I felt like I couldn't move. I
she's still talking.
Sounds like she's talking about a rape,
and
doesn't she?
My yeah. bigger point that I've been making is that in these power dynamic situations,
God,
and women are subjected
talking?
To this in the political
didn't
setting,
he ask
but
one
in work
question?
Settings all
yeah.
the time,
look,
that
it was
you
creepy.
Just kind
it's
of
weird.
Process it and then you move on.
Move on.
Because you have a job
slow
to do.
Down.
And frankly, what do you say? Who do you tell? Who do you? There just isn't really a mechanism
okay,
to deal
all
with
the questions.
It.
Bye.
And so that's what I did. I went
wow.
on and I made my case and campaigned and. And frankly, then went on with my life because, again, what do you do?
So Vice President Biden and his team just released a statement just moments ago from Mr. Biden. Here's what it says, quote, in my many years on the campaign trail and in public life, I have offered countless handshakes, hugs, expressions of affection, support and comfort. And not once, never did I believe I acted inappropriately. If it is suggested I did so, I will listen respectfully, but it was never my intention. We have arrived at an important time when women feel they can and should relate their experiences and men should pay attention, and I will, unquote.
Sounds like
what's
you're
your
straining to do some explaining.
Well, I certainly think that it's better than his first statement that they released on Saturday.
I remember that.
I'm glad that he's willing to listen. I'm glad that he is clarifying his intentions. Frankly, my point was never about his intentions, and they shouldn't be about his intentions. It should be about
the
women on the receiving end of that behavior.
You're one person, though.
This isn't the first time, and it wasn't the only incident where he was acting inappropriately with women. If he is saying that he never believed
to represent
that was
all these people,
then
frankly,
I think that's a little bit of a disconnect.
Yeah.
And not being aware, a very sense of not being aware because
How can there be so much to say about something that took five seconds?
That were written. Now, that being said, I think
Tapper
that part
so
of the reason why
he
decided to finally say something is because those behaviors were not being taken very seriously. They were not being considered from the perspective of the woman on the other side of that power dynamic, on the side of
By the way, I don't take no orders from no women.
And I just can't imagine that there was never a situation where someone said to him,
Vice President,
you probably should stop doing that. You should probably stop touching women in that way. You should probably keep your hands to yourself.
Do we need complete analysis of everything from her?
So, Assemblywoman Flores, you write in your piece that you wrote for The Cut, that you know that people might accuse you of being politically motivated here.
What is The Cut?
We should point out, you supported Bernie Sanders in 2016, running for president. He's running again. You attended a Beto O'Rourke campaign event yesterday. You told us that you haven't endorsed any candidate yet. You haven't decided who you want to support.
What the fuck does her endorsement mean?
To somebody out there who says,
no one knows who you are.
She's attending a Beto rally. She supported Bernie in 2016. Politics might be at least partially motivated.
I don't
even
want to think about the creepy stuff that gets fucking.
I would say politics was definitely the impetus. The reason why we're
Look,
having these conversations
the
about
Get out
Vice
of
President
here.
Joe Biden is because he's considering running for president.
It's political
and frankly, the
bullshit.
Reason why I felt so compelled to finally say something was because
he's considering
over the years, as this behavior was documented, as it was frankly dismissed by the media and not taken seriously. That conversation was not
She's
coming
a media
up
critic too.
In the discussions yeah. about whether or not he would.
When is modern science going to find a cure for a woman's mouth?
In a complete analysis of his history, of his record, of as we go through the vetting process for all of these candidates, that important
he was the host.
Aspect was being left out, and it was being dismissed,
prep
and it wasn't
he's ever
being
had
acknowledged.
To do.
And for me, that was one incredibly offensive, and two. I think really speaks to the fact that when behavior isn't considered "quote unquote" serious,
I don't even know what she's talking about anymore. I don't
for
either.
For society, for America, it's very easy to dismiss it.
Is this a
you
bit?
Know, I fully recognize that this behavior. Never do I claim that
Sacha
this was
Baron Cohen,
that rises
maybe?
To the level of a sexual assault or anything of that nature. What I am saying is that it's completely inappropriate.
I
that it does
so
not belong
end the interview
in any
after
kind
this
of a
statement.
Professional setting,
Thank
much
you very
less
much.
In politics. And that is something that,
that
we should
more
consider
than we
when we are talking about the background of a person who is considering running for president.
Did you have any conversations about what
Gary
happened
Tapper.
With any presidential campaign before you wrote
Why
that
Why didn't you just say this?
For the cut? No, you haven't talked to anybody.
No.
Vice President Biden is widely expected to announce a run for president in the coming weeks. You say that that is why you decided to speak out now. Do you think that this is disqualifying for him?
For me, it's disqualifying. I think it's up to everybody else to make that decision. Considering, again, the entire scope of his background, of the positions that he's taken. For me, this isn't the only problematic thing. I think that his response to the way in which he handled the Anita Hill hearing
you know
was
this is not your
also
job.
Inappropriate
no, you're
and
the
lacked
lady
empathy,
that got her hair smelled.
And frankly lacked accountability.
Who has put
you know, saying that he wishes
hope.
That there was something more he could have
okay,
done.
It's starting to feel very political
just,
to me.
It's just, again, just a complete lack of accountability. You were the chair.
I think she's going to
get
smushed
pretty
soon.
You were the chair of that hearing,
right.
And you could have done anything
this
you
is
wanted.
This the worst thing for her to keep
so,
talking.
So, you know, there, in addition to, you know, previous anti-abortion positions that he's taken, et cetera, I find a lot of his background problematic, but that's for me personally.
I promise
so,
you.
Yeah, well, you're
and what
the
I
one
think
making the claim.
Part of the reason why I felt a little bit less pressure in terms of speaking out is that we are often pressured to keep our mouths shut about anything. we as you know, party loyalists, as
you could talk
party
a lot
stalwarts,
less.
As our foot soldiers for the party, we are expected.
I'm glad you're not afraid to speak, but you could talk a lot
keep
less.
Our dirty laundry to ourselves, and it's always in service to the party.
What are you talking about?
No, I thought this was the chick that got her hair smelled.
There are so many more incredible candidates.
Was he hard or what?
Just as likely, and I believe are competent and amazing and can beat Donald Trump. And so I did feel like a little. I felt a little less pressure in terms of feeling like I could speak out.
He needs to completely change the subject. Like
we have options.
It seemed like he was refracting after
to stay quiet and just take one for the team, the way in which we're always asked to do, and never speak out about the things that we believe are wrong.
The co-founder of the Latina Victory Project, Henry Munoz, who organized this event in November 2014, he released a statement that I know you've seen. It says in part, quote, "At no time were these two leaders, you and the vice president, alone together, and I and the organization I co-founded and those in attendance do not believe that circumstances support allegations that such an event took place."
Blab her ass off.
What's your response to that?
I think you left out the most important part of that quote, which is he says that he doesn't believe that the circumstances supported that because the premise of his statement is that we were never alone.
Mm-hmm.
That's literally what that statement says.
Right.
That he asked everyone that him and I were never alone, and therefore, because we were never alone, that could have never happened.
And you never claimed to be
clear about something that has nothing to do with what we're doing.
That statement is entirely irrelevant. That literally has no application. Henry needs to go back and actually read my piece because I never claimed that I was alone with him. In
Maybe
fact, I very clearly say that this occurred in the chaos of a rally. Eva was in front of me. He was behind me. And frankly, there is so many more documented instances of him doing the exact same thing.
Wait, no, we're not talking about you.
We're talking about you, lady.
You know, to me, whether you believe me or not, isn't as important as
I just
literally
to stop
taking
talking.
A look
I'll
at
just
the
say
entire
I believe
history
you.
Of his behavior
okay, thank
because
you.
It's out there. And it's and this is something
we'll
that we have
just
known for
talking.
A long
okay,
time.
Enough. I can't
okay?
stand another
this
word.
Isn't something that's
oh, my God. Please don't elect her for anything if you have a chance to vote or not.
She doesn't have
I'm not
office.
Saying it didn't happen either.
Well, I'm sure it did happen. It's a little
probably
hair
did.
Sniff.
No, he definitely, there's a little something a little weird about Joe Biden. Ugh. I don't know. I've never really heard of him being connected to anybody.
No, he just does the weird things in public.
Yeah. Which, you know, at least it's in public. I mean, we know what he's doing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I know what she means by she felt gross. That kid flinching is really, that's a creepy
Well, I don't
video.
Think anybody wants their hair smelled. It's a little weird.
Yeah, it's very but, weird.
I don't know. She seems awfully affected by it and her timing. Yeah.
How did she make it
he's
through those 5 years?
Oh, just look at him. Oh, he's so cute. Oh, just look at him.
How did anyone else get through those 5 years? It was around her.
Remember, Biden doesn't read the room very well.
Chuck Graham, state senator's here. Chuck, stand up, Chuck. Let him see you. Oh, God love you. What am I talking about? I tell you what, you're making everybody else stand up, though, pal. Thank you very, very much. I tell you what, stand up for Chuck.
Because he can't.
An old butt buddy. Are you hearing him?
Is he talking?
The Biden story reminded me, I sound like I'm on a roll here, but I'm really not. There's a story about a high school class where guys raided the girls. Two guys at Chevy Chase, Bethesda Chevy Chase High School in Maryland. And this girl was told by one of the guys, which is like, nice guy. Why are you telling a chick about this? Yeah. I know you're 17, but that was really dumb. What's happened to
guys? They're big and they look stupid. They look like some Vegas bitch. They look like a Vegas whore.
That's one of the ratings.
Yeah, that was rude. Is there any guy code left out there? I mean, does it seem like we have so many tattletales now?
Well, there's just tattletales everywhere in general.
So this girl had spent 4 years recovering from an eating disorder, working hard to avoid comparing herself with others. But by her sixth period class on that Monday, a text message appeared on her phone with a screenshot of the list. It was the name of 18 girls in the high school's International Bachelor Diploma Program, ranked on the basis of their looks from 5.5 to 9.4 with decimal points to the 100th place, which is
very scientific.
They were thorough. A group of
What's
male
their
students,
method? I want to know what their method is.
I don't know. We never get to that, unfortunately. The group of male students created the list more than a year ago. It resurfaced earlier this month. Okay, obviously, it's a rude thing to do.
They look stupid. I'm just telling you.
One male classmate, seeing her name on the list, told her about it. Within 24 hours, dozens of girls had heard about the list. Lists like this had silently circulated among teen boys for generations, and it happened in more recent years as well. But it was happening now in the era of the Me Too movement. Women have been standing up to harassment in workplaces and on college campuses, and high school girls who've been witnessing this empowerment decided they weren't going to let the issue slide. They felt violated, objectified by men they considered their friends. They felt uncomfortable getting up to go to the bathroom, worried that boys might be scanning them and editing their decimal points.
Oh, boy. Well, so the problem really is that they made a list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're doing that anyway and keeping it in their head. But
they
made a list.
They will always do it.
And they wrote it down.
Yes. So.
No hard copies.
The girl. No. It's on his phone. So anyway, the girls got together, spoke to school administration.
Did those girls ever judge the guys in the class?
Oh, no. No, never. Okay. Never. It was the last straws for us girls of this boys will be boys culture. We're the generation that's going to make a change. Group of girls reported the list to an administrator, said not to talk about it. Next day they learned that they decided to discipline one male student with in-school detention for one day, which would not show up on his record. Should this show up on his record?
By the way? What's the violation?
Record.
Don't middle school girls do this, too? They make lists of the cutest boys. They did it in South Park.
Yes,
I'm telling you, I think it's pretty common.
This is something you can't.
Girls rate girls too.
They do. Girls are harder on girls than guys are.
They're bigger bullies.
So the girls didn't like this disciplinary action, so they all agreed they were going to show up in the assistant principal's office. 40 girls.
Lucky him.
I know. We want to know what the school is doing to ensure our safety and security. We should be able to learn in an environment without the constant presence of objectification and misogyny.
Then go to an all-girls school, because it's going to happen.
The girls' administrators agreed they should have a large meeting with the male students in the program, including the boys who created and circulated the list. That Friday, on internet.
That's going to lower their score.
On International Women's Day, almost all the students in the IB program met in a large conference room.
Ugh.
The meeting lasted 2.5
hours. Oh, my God, how tedious.
Would that be like, I don't, would you rather listen to this?
I hope they had good girls, Wi-Fi.
Would you rather listen to these girls for 2.5 hours or that chick that Jake Tapper was talking to for 2.5 hours?
Wow.
You know, that is a tough God. Call.
Oh, boy. Probably the girls, because at least it's different voices.
Yeah. I agree.
Maybe the
you.
Guys get to talk every once in a while. And
they're talking about they feel it when they're walking home and they get catcalled by a man in a truck. Why isn't he disciplined?
The man in the truck.
Yes.
It sucks. So, it's a part of life. Oh, I mean.
After listening to all the girls' speeches, many which were directed specifically to him, the guy that made the list, he stood up and spoke to the group, admitting to making the list and apologizing for the hurt it caused. He recalled coming up with a list which began in the 5 range for girls perceived to be average during a brief conversation with a friend during a 5th period English class last year. He said he never distributed the list to anyone else. He didn't know how it began circulating early this month, but he took responsibility.
Oh, good for that kid. That should go on his permanent record about taking responsibility.
I recognize that I'm in a position in this world generally where I have privilege. I'm a white guy at a very rich high school. It's easy for me to lose sight of the consequences of my actions and kind of feel like I'm above something. So I think by saying the word privilege, he probably connected with everyone.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck is... So people that don't have privilege don't rate girls?
Can you put that on the list?
Does that make any sense?
No, not at all. But I think he's thinking that if you don't have privilege, then... You're gonna get off on a you're gonna get a harsher punishment than he would have gotten.
I see.
I don't know why that would be true though.
I feel like this guy's getting punished pretty badly.
It's a buzzword.
While he regrets making the list, he said he was grateful that the girl spoke up.
<You're right. laughs>
Since that confrontational meeting, a co-ed group of senior students, including the boy who created the list, have been gathering on an almost weekly basis at lunchtime to discuss how to prevent this sort of incident from happening again.
No, they're not.
What?
They're adjusting the list.
Gathering?
They're lowering
weekly.
They're going to have a new list, and it's going to be, they're going to call it the respect list, and it's going to have a different rating on there, but we all know what they're really rating it on.
The Bethesda Chevy Chase
students... Maybe the same list. They'll just change the title.
They're planning a day next month in which pairs of students, one senior girl and one senior boy, will go to the younger students' classes to talk about toxic masculinity. Some students are also organizing a pop-up museum focused on the theme of cultural toxicity.
Gee, I can't wait till I go to hikes.
I don't know what that means.
Okay. So, what I'm wondering is, any of these girls maybe have an Instagram page where they take pictures in bikinis and get lots of likes?
They probably rag each other.
Like that.
They probably bully each other.
Yeah, I mean, that's female empowerment, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is that empowerment? So it's empowerment when you skank out on Instagram and get a million followers.
It is.
But if you rate anybody who doesn't want to be rated, then you're toxically masculine.
Well, it's not the girls that have the account. It's the girls that are either liking or not liking the photo, because then they're rating it.
So the girl who got a 9.4, she's upset too?
I guess. I'm sure she was nowhere near that meeting.
I mean, look at the emphasis on hot chicks. Never have we rewarded chicks for being hot like we do now with the millions or the 10,000 or the 100,000 followers who want to look at their latest skanky picture, and yet, I don't know, it just seems kind of silly.
Very silly.
And I'm not trying to pull the old, you wore a short skirt, you were asking for it.
Totally different.
No, we're not talking about rape. We're talking about rating.
Totally different.
And I don't understand, really. There's no conversation here about the fact that girls do the same thing sometimes.
Well, that's the thing. It's not as black and white as boys versus girls and how boys act versus how girls act.
Well, it seems like it's just so normal and almost desirable to piss on men for being, no boys will be boys. Well, sometimes boys are boys. That doesn't mean I blame the asshole
every
who told the girl. By the way, it's his fault.
Narc.
He's the dick. He's the one. You know what that's like? That's like when a radio show talks about something and it's really pretty edgy, and they play it for someone who might be offended, who would never hear it otherwise. They go, "Hey, does this offend you?" And they go, "Oh my god, it does." They never would have fucking heard it, but you played it for them.
Snitches get stitches.
You wanted someone to be upset, even though the audience that heard it wouldn't be and probably laughed.
I wonder if any of those girls do have a burn book or something about the other girls.
I don't know. Maybe girls just don't do things like that anymore. I just honestly, I didn't know what to make of that. It seemed so incredibly soft meeting every week to discuss. What the fuck?
I know. Seems like a lot of waste.
I mean, I would expect this guy to kill himself on Instagram.
What, the one that made the list?
Yeah, the guy that has to meet every week.
Oh, because of that, not because he was shamed for what he did.
Well, that too. And I'm not saying you should make a list. I mean, keep it in your head, for Christ's sake. Why do you have to write it down?
Well, it's technology today. It probably had a Google page that he shared with everybody so everyone could edit it.
I hear people my age, you're talking about somebody, or, hey, why don't we set up so-and-so with she's about a 7, she's got pretty curvy, got a nice ass.
Is it because they're being ranked or because they're being judged at all? It's always going to happen.
I think it's anything. It's judging them at all.
But guys are going to get judged by guys, and girls are going to get judged by girls, and guys are going to get judged by girls as well.
This little, toxic masculinity conversation, they would have you believe that the fat girl is going to be with George Clooney in the future. This generation is going to change everything. And Paris Hilton's going to be with the fat guy. No, it's not going to happen.
No.
You can not talk about it all you want. It'll just engineer itself. But I guess I should be happy. It was in the Washington Post. It was very happy. I mean, I even read a lot of comments where, good for those girls. You go, girl. Cardi B won 100 girls twerk in a video and somebody says, boy, that's kind of sexy. That's empowerment.
I like twerking.
I want to be Cardi B for a while.
Really?
Yeah, you can't do anything wrong. You drug guys and rob them, and that's what I do to get by.
Well, those girls just need to have a number one single.
I guess so.
So do those boys that made
the
list.
Got...
What if those boys that made the list, what if they were a boy band? Would it be okay?
Wouldn't matter.
Is there a boy band hot as hot right now? What was Harry Styles in? I can't even think of the
One Direction.
One Direction. Yeah, what if One Direction had that list? Would the girls be upset?
Not the 9.4. No way. I got to mention Zot Ford. Get these mixed up. Our original advertiser and studio sponsor, Zot Ford and DealsIndeed.com, want to thank everyone for supporting the podcast and buying, leasing their cars, trucks, and SUVs. This isn't a sports podcast, and it's not a shout-out. It's just a thank you and a sign of their appreciation with the arrival of spring that brings a full inventory of the newest Ford models and all their exciting options, colors, and technology. Included in Zot Ford's fresh inventory is the 2019 Mustang GTs, Raptors, and Rangers, all ready for immediate delivery. So swing by Zot Ford and Holly. Check in with Maz, although he's gone this week, but you can still check. You can check in with Gary.
I can't believe he's on vacation again. Yeah, maybe, check in with Gary.
Yeah, come in and get
Maz. He likes selling cars.
Gary will get his signature and send it to you. Maybe you can get a bird dog for that. I doubt it. Peruse our inventory. Take a ride in the massage chairs. Play some foosball. And grab an autograph from Maz. Not this week, though. From your friends at dealsinthed.com. He stopped and sent me a picture of a statue of Barbaro. He and the girls. A picture of the girls, and it was...
He stopped to see a statue.
I think they went out of their way to see a Barbaro statue.
Wow. You like the horse? Cool. That's the one he wrote the Get Well card to, isn't it?
Yes, Barbaro. He wrote a Get Well card to Barbaro.
Does he think they still have that card somewhere? Or?
Yeah. No, Barbaro loved that card. I think it was kept with the estate. Oh, boy.
Speaking of cars, you see the big situation at Comerica Park? The Chevy Blazer.
Did fall?
No, they had to remove it because it's built in Mexico.
Right. What?
Yeah.
So why did it ever get up there?
That's a great question. But they removed it to avoid distractions. And I'm sitting there going, I would have never have known about this. And the only reason I do is because you removed it to avoid a distraction.
Well, that's interesting,
causing a distraction.
Because they announced what cars were going up there. Mm-hmm. And I never gave it a second thought. I was like, yeah, whatever.
The Chevy Blazer and the Chevy Silverado.
Right.
Kane defended the Detroit automakers, tracing American workers contribute more to the Chevy Blazer than anyone else, but it was an easy decision to remove the vehicle because it's finally assembled and built in Mexico.
You know,
we want people to enjoy baseball without distractions, so we've replaced the Blazer with a Traverse.
So now we won't be distracted by the Traverse?
No.
Were people really going to complain?
No, no one would know.
I remember when they put those up there in 2009... And they didn't charge them.
Yeah.
Because the recession was so bad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of a thank you.
Plus, I always wanted to see a baseball hit one.
That'd be cool.
But it
break
doesn't.
The window.
It's too, I think it's too far.
Do you suppose they still don't charge them for that?
No, I bet you they charge them.
Well, probably. Shouldn't there have been an announcement that
they're
probably charging
them enough to make up for 2009?
Shouldn't they announce that?
Brandon and I were developing a crazy way to get out of the Miguel Carrera contract.
Oh, what's that?
No, you did, Mark.
Okay, maybe it was me. This is terrible, and they should never do this, but what if they just had him murdered? Well, he's from Venezuela, correct?
Yeah, but if they got caught, it would be terrible.
Well, that's what I said to Brandon. They better start buying Bitcoin now. But figure it out, you know, $15 million, you're saving half a year.
Yeah, I don't think it's a great idea, but it's just not practical.
Not very moral. But then Brandon and I were wondering, if he were to die, God forbid, that'd be very sad. But if he were, do they have to pay out the contract to the family or something?
I don't know.
Who knows?
What if that's probably in the contract, you would think.
Yeah.
If he dies, this happens.
Has that ever happened?
Thurman Munson,
did they? Although that was so long ago.
I think a lot of times they like say, oh, we're going to pay it out because
it's
so
anyway,
sad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, and you have to kind of pin them down to that real early when the grief is high.
Yeah. And then they pay it out until everybody forgets
later,
about the story.
They'll go, no, we're not fucking paying them out.
That's crazy. Yeah. Forgot to send the check.
By the way, I forgot to mention in the Lucy Flores discussion, that's the girl that wouldn't stop talking.
Yeah. With the nice
whatever
hair.
She, what was she talking about again? I forgot.
I have no idea.
Anyway, Omari Hardwick is getting backlash for kissing Beyonce at the NAACP Awards.
What?
I don't even know who he is, but people who observed it apparently was part of the.
Wait. At the NAACP Awards or at the GLAAD Awards? Because this is so ridiculous. I thought Beyonce was at the GLAAD Awards.
Oh, maybe it was at the GLAAD Awards. But anyway, he kissed her and people felt it was awkward.
Let's see. Is this it, Brandon?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's it?
He kissed her a second time.
She did look upset about that.
Did she really? Let me see it again.
He does. He kisses her like once. He hugs her.
She was smiling.
It's not like she wiped it off or anything.
I don't think she complained, by the way. I think it was other people who complained.
Oh, Lord.
What is with this tattletale world we live in? I mean...
It's Twitter. Twitter complained.
I know, but...
Just like Twitter
you
complained...
Kiss me?
Twitter complained about the Jussie Smollett sketch on SNL.
Oh,
people were very upset and thought
really
poor taste. I thought it was hilarious.
You know,
I thought it was really.
I got to tell you, I sincerely doubt that the large majority of people were upset by that. I bet you most people laughed.
Most people laughed because it was very, very funny.
People were shaming Chris Rock too because he made jokes about Jussie Smollett at the NAACP Awards. In fact, we should play that.
You know, yeah, and you know who should really be shamed in that whole situation is
Jussie Smollett.
Well, besides Smollett, I mean, it starts there, but it should also be the NAACP Image Awards for saying no jokes about Jussie Smollett.
I know, what the fuck?
That's
ludicrous. They have Chris Rock, and they're telling him what he can do and not do?
Good for him to point out that they told him.
I love it.
He said no Jussie Smollett jokes. Yeah, I know. What a waste of light skin, you know? You know what I could do with that light skin?
This is laughter.
That curly hair, my career would be out of here. I'd be running Hollywood.
Everyone's laughing.
I'd be running Hollywood.
Yes, no, just. What the hell was he thinking? From now on, I ain't never gonna know just. You're Jesse from now on. You don't even get the you no more. That you was respect. You ain't getting no respect from me.
I thought Smollett was supposed to be at the award show.
Didn't go.
What?
Yeah, I think it was a pretty good call, really. He would have taken the attention away. I think you wanted to go. He flew out there to go. He was nominated and he lost.
Ah.
And by the way, someone from Blackish, some chick, maybe you can find that, Brandon, said she stands with Jussie Smollett.
Oh, good luck.
And they ran that this morning on Good Morning America, which is really interesting because she said, I just wanted to, I stand with Jussie Smollett. And it clipped right there. You could not hear any reaction from the audience.
Huh.
Which is like, okay, what did they cut off? Did they cut off cheering or booing?
And she did it on the stage?
She did it on the stage. She won the award. I don't know. I don't think it was his category, but she won the award. And she said, I stand with Jussie Smollett. And it like, the as soon as the clip ended.
Huh.
Usually you'll hear whether the crowd cheers or boos. And it was really weird. It's
how
a female. I didn't watch the award show. It was,
no, I mean,
Good Morning
the,
America.
Yeah, on GMA. I just want to see how they.
I think it was. Would have been. Was it today?
Rambo.
Might have been yesterday.
As you say, I thought I watched. No,
I can't find it. The only thing I see is Chris Rock pop.
They've had it scrubbed from the internet.
Oh, they just went by Smollett. Oh, there's the Image Awards right there.
Office believed the likelihood of securing a conviction was not certain.
Fake.
I think it's hard for people to realize that justice
what
takes
an idiot
many
you are.
Forms.
She really should shut up.
There was no justice. Fox, this is
who
no
form. Recused herself early in the investigation after exchanging text messages with Smollett's closest
associates. It wasn't even a deal.
She is the definition of straining to do some explaining.
Oh, yeah,
stressing
she is.
The move was not a sign of the actor's innocence, saying he has not been exonerated. He has not been found innocent.
No, you're not charging
but the dismissal
him,
of charges against Smollett strained the relationship between prosecution and city officials, who maintain Smollett staged a hoax and owes the city $130,000 for the high-profile investigation.
Welcome to the 50th NAACP Image Awards.
Amid the latest tumult, the actor a no-show at last night's NAACP Image Awards, where he was nominated but didn't win for his supporting role in the hit show Empire. Comedian Chris Rock slamming Smollett while presenting an award.
The
they said no Jussie Smollett jokes. Yeah, I know. What the hell was he thinking? You're Jesse from now on.
Well, they left out
you
the light skin
get
joke.
The you no more. That you was respect. You ain't getting no respect from me.
Empire actress Metta Goulding standing by her co-star.
We all love and support Jesse, and we just want this to work out for the best. What's fantastic is that the charges have been dropped.
Well, the police chief, incensed by the dropping of those charges, saying he stands by the work of detectives and the conclusions of the grand jury.
This girl was on stage. Might have been Today Show.
Oh, well.
Check the Today Show. It was weird, though. It clipped like, I stand with Jussie Smollett.
I'm sure it got a smattering of applause.
I don't know.
Which is more than it should
be. Why wouldn't they play that, though?
Pressed for time.
I thought it was odd. Maybe got booed. I don't know. I have no idea.
I doubt it. I mean, after all,
they sure were laughing at Chris Rock's jokes.
Isn't that the award show that gave Jackson that standing ovation that we played?
Yes.
I love you.
Jackson's alone, though. He's in his own category.
I love you.
Yeah, prosecutor. I don't know what she's thinking about. I don't know why that girl, by the way, said, I stand with Jesse Smollett. Why do you stand with him? And Anthony Anderson said, I hope he wins. I think it's so good that people of color are treated so poorly by the legal system that I'm happy
he's
for
not
him.
He's not the example you want to use.
No, he's not.
They fight, you want to fight.
I'm amazed. I'm blown away that people even want to talk about it if they support
did
it.
Did you see who this is a big win for, though?
What's that?
The brothers. The two brothers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, their business is killing, isn't it?
Yeah, they're just cranking out training sessions after training sessions. $30 for a workout plan.
Yes, sir.
Which is interesting, because why did he have to pay $3,500 for his workout plan?
Maybe there was a staged hate crime included
in the cost. one free staged hate crime.
Yeah.
Here you go, Brandon. Is that must be
$30? They charge $30.
Waste of light skin, you know? You know what I could do with that light skin?
Yeah, we heard you the first two times.
So today's show had the balls
Smollett
to run that.
Did have some support on stage. Blackish star Yara Shahidi.
I stand with Jesse.
The award show coming a day after.
Isn't that weird? Wasn't that weird?
That was very bizarre.
I think he got booed.
They were just looking for the
they were trying
one
to show they were trying
comment.
To even the score. Yeah. And this is one of those stories where it's like, shouldn't no, this that. Is not an even the score thing.
Yeah.
We know what he did. So
stand with Jesse.
I know. What? Why? Why do you stand with? Why would you stand with him? What do you think about? Why are you saying it on stage? Maybe they're. I don't know. Maybe they're just all friends. Maybe he has a lot of friends.
I gotta say that girl looked young, so maybe she just doesn't get it.
Maybe. I mean, the girl goes out of her way to say it on the red carpet too.
Get it?
Yeah, but at least she was in Empire.
I think you know. It's interesting too with Aunt Becky. People keep going to the family. What's that show? Family.
Oh my God! Full House.
Full House. People keep going to the Full House. People. Stamos, I saw was TMZ caught him driving somewhere, and they want
Saget
them
was
to
the new
check
one
in.
Too.
It's like, why should they check? First of all, okay, they're probably her friends. I think if I were any of them, I'd say, look, she's my friend. I really don't want to get into all this.
Did you see the news story with it?
Oh, boss, say it!
About Becky.
Olivia Jade.
Oh, Olivia Jade. Yes, she's livid. Her parents have ruined her life.
She has not talked to her mom.
She's moved out. She's living with her boyfriend.
Boy, really doesn't get it.
You gotta love that. You spend $500,000 to get your kid in college, and they're mad at you.
Yeah. Not to mention you probably hooked up the endorsement deals and
yeah. Oh yeah.
All your powerful connections.
Yeah, would she have all these followers and all these deals if
Aunt
Becky
kid or
and Massimo? Yeah, whatever. No, I know. It's incredible. That just shows what a privileged brat she is.
Yeah. An idiot.
The minute she doesn't have her little world. I didn't even want to go. I've got my YouTube business that I made. All me.
She's self-made.
Yeah, self-made.
Jaden Smith lets his parents do whatever they want.
They should just write her off. Wouldn't that be fun if you were those parents? Just, okay, you know what I'm talking about? It's fine. You get nothing.
Yikes, you're strict.
That would be pretty cool.
Let's see how far you make it. But they won't do that. She's been coddled her whole life.
And the older sister, too. I guess, wasn't she on the crew team?
Yeah, but she doesn't seem to have the career that the young one
did. No, she's not as hot.
Yeah, so she didn't have the
really?
Following.
No, she's
exactly
not.
Why. She's,
no, she's
not,
not
as hot.
She's not as hot. And
she got Massimo's genes?
Maybe. I don't know, but
not bad. She's just not as hot.
Yeah,
it's a popularity contest.
No, she doesn't have followers. She does, I think, try, but it doesn't work as well because she's not as hot. Which, by the way, with this whole thing with this high school, I keep going back to that. What about all this voting? We rate girls on Instagram constantly by how many clicks they get and how many followers they get. So how can we act like this is so upsetting? When it's going on every second of every click, 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 click.
That's funny. She is not as hot, but gosh, she's beautiful though.
She only has 300,000 followers, where Olivia Jade has 1.4 million. It is a popularity. Who's hot?
It's hot. Absolutely.
Hot or not? Who's hotter?
She's pretty, but not as pretty. No, it's terrible. Can you imagine being the older sister going, I only have a fourth of her followers?
Except now you're probably pretty pumped because no one bothers you.
Olivia Jade still doesn't have comments turned on.
I love that. I know. And as soon as she does, whammo!
we're just waiting for that day.
I'll be there too!
Anything to take her down.
I love how they said, we're leaving school because everybody's going to bully us. It's like, oh, okay, so everyone else is wrong. Again, she's in the right.
She didn't want to be there anyway.
No.
So here's one pretty far down that she didn't turn off.
Uh-oh.
And so it's all the way back from December 31st, and people are finding this one since they can comment on it, and they're just ripping her.
What are you saying?
Let's see.
Are you on the pill? Nice question.
Fucking loser. Let's see. I guess you'll have to do porn now since your career's ruined.
Everything above it.
No one cares about your ugly, stupid, fake face. Get the fuck out of the spotlight, you hideous piece of living shit. Oh, man. You're a poser and a loser. Go get a life.
By the way, that is
you get expelled from USC.
That is a girl commenting on another girl's Instagram post, just for the record.
Here's another girl. Fuck you and your money. Disgusting. Say bye-bye to Southern California. Let's see. You're a spoiled brat.
She is.
Without the smarts and hard quality work, you will fall flat on your face. You're a mediocre trash.
Mediocre trash.
Who are these people who have to go on there?
Right. So she is, fuck your ugly face.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Read some more.
I don't give a fuck about you, idiot retard. I don't know. Then Donald Trump gets brought into it for some reason.
What?
You make me throw up.
That's right. I was a Trump supporter.
Well, here's someone. I support you.
That's from Full House Fans 4. So the fourth Instagram account for the Full House show.
How ridiculous.
Did Uncle Jesse pick up your mother from prison?
Oh, Lord. Stupid. Oh, my God. This world is just...
The tragic part is losers like this are being idolized by young teenagers.
I like imaging that she's sitting there in that pose listening to all these comments.
I know. It does look like that.
Like she has to sit there and just take it all.
She should.
She's hot, though.
You're part of the problem, Brendan.
I'll give her that.
I agree. Yeah. She's hot. I don't know. She looks like she'd be a total snob bitch.
She is. Watch those YouTube videos.
I did.
She's awful.
You ruined a beloved TV show for generations of people. She's ruined Full House. What a shame. I was all caught up on Fuller House, and now I would never bother.
Oh, Lord. If you like the show, she's not going to change it. Aunt Becky was barely on that show.
Why, Aunt Becky, by the way, why is she fired immediately? Where's the, we'll wait till justice takes its course, like Jesse Smollett.
I just want no association.
But why? Jesse Smollett's still on Empire.
That's a good question. I don't know.
Roseanne, bye!
Yeah.
Why? I don't understand why. I would have thought they would have waited.
Hey, what eyeshadow do you recommend to complement a blaze orange prison jumpsuit? I'm asking for my Aunt Becky. Oh, God. You're done. Good and one. You're ugly as fuck.
Wow. That'll hurt her more than anything.
This is one that's a paid sponsorship from Sephora. So, of course, that's getting attacked in it.
I stand with Olivia. Leave her alone.
Hey, Mark, are you recording, by the way?
I don't know if it's still recording or not.
I don't want to watch it right now, but oh my God. It's just so people went to that page to find the one picture where the comments are active. Are there other pages where they're active?
There's a couple, yeah.
She is canceled as fuck. That's a great comment.
Oh my God.
People are beating the crap out of her.
Oh, and so her response is to not talk to her.
Isn't it just interesting though that people go to the trouble to go to her Instagram page to leave a shitty comment?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not surprised.
Don't make a list.
And plus, you don't even really 100% know if Olivia Jade had any knowledge of this whatsoever.
I think she knew enough because
she didn't fill out the application.
No, she didn't fill out the application. She also, did someone else take her test?
Oh, they must have.
I think that
they must have.
I can't remember if she's that one or not, but there's...
Unless she's just so stupid to think that you just show up and go to college.
Hey, maybe she thinks that's the process.
She could be that dumb. By the way,
when you're in high school, you're inundated with.
Can you believe that people pay someone to fill out your application?
That's pretty sad.
What the fuck is that?
That's pretty sad.
They pay people to do the essays.
Yeah, yeah. Which is the weakest part.
I mean, what happens when that kid gets into that school?
Well, that you know, to that point, they're talking about going back and looking at anybody that's ever done this and falsifying their degree or whatever. But I'm like, but once you're in, if you did the work and you did enough to graduate, why would you have your degree? It just because you got in by false means doesn't mean you graduated by false means.
But a lot of people could graduate. You know, it's funny. I used to think Ivy League, oh my God, it must be so hard. Look at the people getting into Ivy League schools.
Yeah. No, I know. It's a lot of legacy.
Yeah.
But my point being, though, if once you got in, you still have to, unless they bribe their way through school.
Well, but if you should not have gotten in, then you shouldn't have had the chance. You didn't do the work in high school.
Well, then so you shouldn't have get rid of their high school degree. There. But you still have to graduate, though. I mean, that's no small feat.
I don't know. I think a lot of people could graduate from a lot of schools they couldn't get into.
Sure.
I mean, I understand it seems like a lot of work to go back.
They shouldn't have even been in the race, but
right.
Yeah.
And not to mention the people that were close, you know, that didn't get in.
What I'd really like to see is how many people got in through those means and then failed out or were failing out or if they had to pay their way to stay in.
Well, that would be a fun list to look at.
Yeah.
I don't know, you know, with all this talk about privilege and I don't know how these schools can let legacy stay alive. How can they do that? That's the most obvious method people are weaseling into college. Because my parents went there, so I get points.
And then people were giving Dr. Dre, I mean, what he posted was really stupid, but then giving him a lot of shit for donating $70
million. Yeah.
But you know what? That $70 million is going to help, theoretically, going
got
to help.
Got his daughter in there.
but it's going to help other students through scholarships and that school. The uncle or the Aunt Becky situation just went into someone's pocket as a bribe.
Yeah.
So what's worse?
So are these the soccer coaches and
they're blown
diving
out.
Coaches? I mean, but they took tons of money?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And the athletes get zero.
Yeah. Amazing.
Whatever happened to predictability? Whatever happened to predictability? The milkman, the paper boy, evening TV. Still a great theme. Did you watch it, Brandon, or were you too young?
Oh, no, this was right in my wheelhouse.
Oh, so I was too old to watch it? Is that what you're saying?
Probably. I always got this
TGIF
mixed up with...
The same guy. Same guy does them. It's a rare condition this day and age. Nobody has theme songs anymore. It sucks.
Now, the Big Bang Theory has that Bare Naked Ladies song.
What?
Normally it's just like a song now.
I know, and it's like 3 seconds long.
Not like a theme song, but it's a, you know, it's an actual song that they sample.
I still will watch the Game of Thrones song all the way through, the Wiener song, every week.
That reminds me.
Any day now.
There was a little bit of rock and roll news besides the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Including big news. The rock and roll limo man who drove for Motley Crue for 5 years. The word wiener made me think of it because he said,
yeah.
He said, Tommy Lee has the biggest wiener I've ever seen on a man. How many wieners has he seen on women, by the way? The biggest wiener. Can you believe he said that?
Wiener.
Tommy Lee has the biggest wiener I've ever seen. And he claimed that he thought the limo was going to tilt over when Tommy was banging chicks in the back. He had to clean up condoms. He took him on drug runs, and he was supposed to pick up virgin groupies.
Yeah, he'd find virgins for him.
Why do they want virgins?
Just to see if he'd do it. He sounds like the kind of guy who would just go do it.
Yeah.
Because he's kind of a dope.
And also, I really questioned this when he said, I saw Vince and Razzle at the liquor store before the crash, and I said,
nice
get
stop.
The limo! You guys are drunk!
No, he didn't.
I know.
What was he doing there?
Fuck if I know.
Checking out some wieners.
They were all at the party.
Talking about.
They were all at Vince's house.
So what was
house.
He doing at the liquor store?
I know. I don't know.
Would he have another run, another job?
I think he said he was driving Mick Mars and three chicks. He was out celebrating his divorce or something.
Wait, Mick wasn't at the party?
That's what I said.
And if he was, then why didn't he just get the liquor and bring it over in the limo?
I don't know.
They don't seem very resourceful, if that's the case.
And then Mick Jagger canceled the Stones
dates.
Yeah,
does not sound good.
I know. I don't know what to make of it, because they're implying that, hey, we're going to announce new dates soon. Like, we know. It doesn't sound like anything
they
too
would
serious.
Say if he
don't
was,
feel good.
If he was about to die in a week, they would say that, though.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, it's I enough for him to postpone.
I know. It. Well,
I mean,
meanwhile, Keith
April
Richards
through July
keeps on.
I know. Keith, yeah. Keith is Keith will be ready whenever Mick's ready.
He's immortal.
I saw a clip. I don't even know why I wrote this down. There was a clip of the Jonas Brothers.
Oh, cool.
I think
they're reunited.
Some dumb online story. And they're walking by the girls, like, to get to their limos afterwards or something.
Yeah.
And you have never seen so many phones.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And they're
like
walking.
The Jonas Brothers now?
Yes.
Here it is.
Look how stupid this is.
Do they still have their purity rings on? Or
it's
no, because they're
married. All girls. All girls. And Joe stops to take a few selfies. Nobody yells at Kevin. Kevin can walk through there with no reaction. No phones go up.
Wait a sec. They haven't put out an album in, what, 10 years?
They have the number one single a couple weeks
now
ago.
Now they do, but... these girls don't know that band.
This guy could literally slip it in a girl there in the front row.
I think he just did. Well, he smelled his finger.
The two hot Jonases are up there taking selfies, and Kevin is already in the limo. Nobody noticed him. Thank you, guys. Kevin's in the limo crying.
That's funny. Outside of Joe, I don't know any of their names.
You know, the youngest one is 29.
Really?
Would that not get a little old coming out to...
What do you say, girls? You want the Jonas Brothers to douse you with their white foam?
I'm not
Where's
saying...
Hanson?
Good question. I don't know.
They should be. They should pick up some of those scraps.
The older one, isn't he like 35?
Probably.
Wouldn't that be a little weird?
Yes, it'd be very weird.
Hanson. I'm pretty sure that they started having a lot of kids. Like the
what?
The one has like 9 kids already.
Doesn't that kind of ruin the whole image too? Like the Jonas Brothers, that new, I read that the new video has like their wives are the stars of the video.
Oh, how stupid.
Doesn't that kind of ruin the whole image?
Yeah, I would think so. Maybe they're trying to ruin it.
Yeah, well, they're just trying to prove that. No, we're having sex now.
Is there one guy who has bought a Jonas Brothers?
Oh, great question.
Like one guy? Just one?
Probably Tom.
Sure.
I mean, how embarrassing would that be if all your fans
were women,
were 16-year-old girls,
yeah,
or 20? Kennedy's a fan.
Aw.
I know. Will she get over them ever?
Well, I don't know. Some girls never got over the Beatles.
Her last episode, by the way.
But not screaming.
They were a boy
them.
Band.
Of the 20-something
they
podcast.
They were not a boy band. They wrote their own songs.
So they're the original boy band. Hanson wrote their own songs.
The Stones had screaming girls at their shows, too.
Hanson wrote their own songs. Come on, this hook will get stuck in your head.
I think I saw her standing there. Will last a little longer than this.
What? Maybe. But this hook's more memorable than that.
But I was listening to Kennedy's latest episode of 20-something podcast where she revealed the secrets behind the scenes of the Drew and Mike podcast.
What?
Yeah.
Really? This is news to me. What are some of the secrets?
Oh, a lot of Mags and Layla questions were asked, so she had to answer a lot about that.
Oh.
Yeah, and there's validity that my hands are actually huge.
what?
Was there?
What's that based on?
She had another one of her, what is it, the Walk of Shame of the week.
Oh, those are great.
Oh, yeah, those are funny as hell.
And she...
the Savannah one was
She pushed
hilarious.
Forward because she had the... she started the show... letting us all know that she had a wicked, violent hangover. So, she's still having fun.
Paris Jackson is back out.
Yeah.
She did a gig with the Soundflowers, her band.
Yeah.
Which is her and her boyfriend. And the great news is Prince and Debbie Rowe showed up. So, Debbie Rowe's there. And Debbie Rowe I don't, you know, I read this. I found it a little hard to believe. She was with Jeff Gute from STP.
What, really?
Yeah.
I don't know if they were together.
How do they know each other?
Is she giving away kids again?
Yeah, is he looking for a kid?
She's selling children?
To Gute.
Your wife gave you two children as a present.
Wait.
Because she knew you wanted to be a father.
Yeah, that's a lovely gesture.
He sees nothing
oh,
wrong
no,
with
he
it.
Didn't write a check for those kids.
When they see Paris, they always think, Debbie, but that could easily be my father's genes, you know?
No.
Yeah, Arnie.
What, can you believe how much bullshit?
Don't we have Gute's number? We interviewed him
we
not that long
We did talk to
ago.
Him. It could be an awkward conversation.
Eh.
What if he's in love with her?
Well, for some reason, we don't.
I don't think he is. I'm just, for the record.
It's nice to know, though, that she had this suicide Paris Jackson and is already out performing in public.
I'm sure.
She's really
know,
taking
the
it
very
serious.
The doctors wouldn't let her out, except that her team, not to be confused with her inner circle, her team said that they would get her into rehab. And then she said, no, I don't need rehab. So she's continuing. What was the quote? Her friend said, she's not suicidal. She's just out of control partying.
Yeah, she has.
She since posted a video doing bong hits at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
A couple nights ago.
She told the friends, that's not the team, that's the inner circle, I guess, that she accidentally cut her arm with kitchen scissors during, quote, crazy night. That's
yeah.
her excuse. It's a crazy night.
Macaulay was at the show, too.
But there's a 911 dispatch call about a psychiatric incident.
I know.
Oh, her godfather?
Yes, Macaulay Culkin went to the show. And I think he left with a 10-year-old because he missed his childhood. I guess he sleeps with 10-year-olds now?
No,
like
no.
All
he,
kids
he
that
He didn't
miss
get a childhood, but he doesn't do that.
Oh, he doesn't? Okay. I thought that was normal. If he did, it'd be okay. Chris Brown was there, too.
What?
Can somebody explain why Chris Brown was at the Paris Jackson show?
Looking for someone to beat up? Is this
great,
from
great
that
band.
Show?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is
guys
show.
Are great.
Oh, put some shoes on, dude. They look like they smell. What does he do? He doesn't do anything.
Normally he plays guitar, but she is in this one.
Oh my god, he's cashing in. Is that he just sees dollar signs?
Of course.
Wow, sounds like a packed house.
Yeah,
I think I could count all the people you named clapping there.
Great gig. I wonder, why would Jeff Gute be Debbie?
Either
maybe one. She's selling kids again. I don't. That's the only thing I could think of.
Oh, is that Chris Brown with Paris? Boy, man, she really doesn't get
Chelsea's doing
the optics of anything.
I love this.
Wait, I want to hear that play.
I love this.
I love
Chelsea's
this.
Chelsea's doing the... I love this.
Who's that?
Chelsea's doing the...
Whoever recorded it.
Oh, talking?
Yeah.
Do you have any more of them playing on stage?
No, but here's her in her bedroom playing.
Well, where's the other half of the band? She sounds just like her dad.
She's got the jeans.
Hey, dude, Jackson, those diehard Jackson supporters pretend to like her music, too.
I bet they do. I suspect. No, I don't. No, I don't think you can.
Ooh, that's what you're going to look like in a few years, oh, Paris.
Cool. What are the comments?
I don't think she posted this.
Oh.
What are the comments? Oh, there's only 5 comments on that one. I love that Paris and Chris are so close.
Thanks for selling me to Michael Jackson.
That's the best thing I ever.
She wants to kill herself every 2 minutes.
She's going to be Debbie Rowe's daughter.
That's true.
Oh, she's topless there.
Yeah.
God, she's so artistic.
I know. She is green blobbed big time.
Yeah, Michael would not be happy with that.
I guess not. So, let's see. What else was on there? The Nick Cage story.
Yeah.
He seems to be living out leaving Las Vegas in real life now.
What is wrong with him?
He's in a courthouse 5 or 6 days ago getting married, and he's drunk, and he's yelling stuff. Someone's recording on their phone going, your ex-boyfriend's a drug dealer.
He's got a ridiculous outfit on, too.
You're going to take all my money. And the girl's going, you don't have to get, I'm not pressuring you to marry me. Why do you want to do this? And then it turns out they did. They got married.
Cool.
And then he's asked for an annulment now already.
4 days later.
Yeah. Because he has, I would say, an impulsive marriage is probably not a great idea for him.
I haven't seen the girl. Is she attractive? Was he dating her for a while?
Yeah, he was. Koiki, her name, I think.
What?
Somebody Koiki?
Oh.
She was pretty.
We're getting hitched.
I thought she was pretty.
Erica Kolke?
Is that it?
Koiki?
Koiki? K-O-I-K.
Where did he meet this chick? At the bar?
I think she's the girl Vince Neil was beating up when he had to separate
them. Wow.
She's not bad at all.
No, she's hot. Oh, face.
But she's going to take all his money.
Look how serious. That's high praise. Look how serious he is there.
He looks ridiculous.
So he's got a black shirt underneath.
It's really dark out. He has sunglasses on. Yep.
His beard is extremely dark, too. Not a gray hair.
And trimmed nicely.
Yeah, hair slicked back. And then his jacket is like a tuxedo jacket, but it's
animal print or something?
Like a cow print. Like a gateway box. Like a Jackson penis. What kind of pants is he wearing? Oh, just black pants.
Yeah.
That seems
looking sharp.
Seems normal for Cage.
She's pretty cute. The red glasses. What's him with the glasses?
God, all his movies suck. 90% of his movies suck.
Oh, Con Air was awesome.
Ugh.
So was The Rock.
I like the one where he's the con man, Matchstick Men.
Yeah, that's okay. That's okay.
I like that movie. I like
that's
that.
Good only because of Sam.
Sam Rockwell.
Rockwell.
Yeah, he's good.
Let's see. Is the video any good?
I thought he was really good in that.
It's all good.
Is this them getting married?
Yeah.
Oh, romantic.
I can't find the video though. Where is it playing?
No.
We're getting hitched.
Oh, here it is.
What are you doing?
Look at that outfit.
What's on the back of that jacket? Did he get married at the Kiss Wedding Chapel?
I don't think so. We haven't talked about Bezos yet, have we?
No, there's a lot of Bezos news.
Yeah, supposedly Gavin De Becker, Bezos' investigator, says that Saudi Arabia got in his phone.
Yeah, I liked your theory on this.
Yeah, they're telling him what he wants to hear so he can charge him a lot.
Exactly.
Yeah, it cost me at least $20 million to find this out. I'd pay off a lot of people in Saudi Arabia, but yeah, they're in your phone.
Talking about another country, it's not a business, and they're a really hard one to crack.
Now, coincidentally, and this, of course, is how the Inquirer got all these text messages and his penis and all that. Coincidentally, Lauren Sanchez's brother sold things from her phone for $200,000, but I guess that wasn't enough.
Just one picture.
So they needed Saudi Arabia.
Just one picture.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, he's talking to, is this page 6?
You would think if Saudi Arabia was hacking his phone, which maybe they were, maybe they weren't, wouldn't they be looking for stuff other than...
Yeah,
just bad sexting and pictures. Wouldn't they be looking
for
some
Arabia,
kind
of
emails
of all,
or trade secrets?
Saudi Arabia is very against women who are sexual in any way, shape, or form. I'm not sure they would. That would doesn't really fit their. Don't they stone gay people to death?
They do. And what? Who just passed that? Another country just passed that. They probably do. They don't really care.
Yeah, George Clooney wants people not to go to 9 hotels to stop the stoning of gay people to death.
So everyone can see how much he cares.
George
it won't
Clooney.
Change a
You've
thing.
You've been reading about all that?
Do you think that
Bahrain?
I think that guy's really
Brunei. It was
watching,
Brunei.
Watching his hotel receipts.
Fuck no.
9 hotels? They have oil.
Let's say that hotel just everyone stopped going there and it never did anything again. I think they'd be just fine. They wouldn't even know that the hotel didn't exist in Beverly Hills.
I really doubt it. I think
it's just so Clooney can get off.
A little more money than that.
So everyone can know how deep he is.
Who cares? So
He doesn't have a Sudan to talk about anymore.
In early 2018, Lauren Sanchez told her brother Michael that she wanted him to meet her new boyfriend, Jeff Bezos. There's just one problem. She was still married to her husband, Hollywood mega agent Patrick Whitesell. And Jeff was still with Mackenzie, his wife, for 25 years. Michael had first refused to meet the billionaire until Lauren left Whitesell. Wow, he's so principled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not my circus, not my clowns.
Really? You're not going to go meet Jeff Bezos because your sister's still married?
Not his circus, not his clowns. He's so righteous.
He loves sayings, too. Because the other saying, he told him, this is like landing a 747.
Yeah.
Talking about their relationship because he helped guide them out of
You guys have landed planes before, but you never landed a 747 like this. He was eventually worn down by his beloved sister, who he practically raised. So Michael took on the task of arranging a dinner at Hearth and Hound, choosing a select group of three friends to join them. He was, he admitted, ready not to like the CEO. And
Wait, so now he's setting it up?
Yeah.
He's very principled, but now he's setting up a meeting.
Well, she wore him down. And he was ready to not like him and want to write it off as a silly fling. But as soon as Jeff arrived, Michael could see the truth. His sister and the billionaire were in love. I knew this was real. This is my sister's future.
Who is overly involved in their sister's sex life?
I know. Are these people like The Bachelor where they talk about how in love they are and they ask questions of the, are you in love with her? Are you sure? I don't think you're in love enough.
My sister.
As a matter of fact, I oversaw their coitus.
I'm going to freaking explode.
Oh, you're my sister.
I'm going to fill you up.
I'm going to fill you up.
What?
I'm going to fill you up.
Okay, just let me do this, honey.
Oh, yeah. You're my sister.
I'm about to do it.
Saudi Arabia got that off the phone.
Oh, Bezos, you're gross.
At dinner, the couple sat side by side and couldn't stop touching each other until Michael half-jokingly told Jeff to back off.
And that's telling the richest man in the world to back off.
At the end of the night,
you know, Bezos should just
He almost raised her.
He should have just bought the restaurant there and had him kicked out. I'm buying this restaurant. Kick this man out.
At the end of the night, he was alarmed when they kept it up for anyone to see, so he edged between them. Wow, he is so caring. Until he sold the text messages. Other than that, he's so caring.
I think he's worse than both of them.
He edged between them as the group left the restaurant, and Lauren and Jeff summoned an Uber to go to the to go to the billionaire's Beverly Hills mansion. This can't happen again. You yahoos have to be careful.
Oh, you're calling the richest man in the world a yahoo, even though you know their future is him with your sister.
We have to start thinking about telling Patrick and Mackenzie.
But he recalled.
Imagine Bezos' reaction. His reaction is something like this when he says that. Just rolls his eyes and sighs.
What are you going to say?
Get out of here.
What are you talking about? But he recalled.
Let the adults handle this.
They were so in love, they didn't have any plan. They had no idea what they were doing. They were regularly together at Lauren's Santa Monica house, which is all glass, taking all these insane risks.
That's dangerous.
Fuck that shit.
Michael grew so concerned about protecting his sister because he almost raised her. He convinced her to rip out the shrubs surrounding the home, a weekend getaway where Patrick rarely visited, and replace them with 15-feet-high hedges so no one could see in. Wow.
I suspect he knew a landscaper and got a kickback.
Why didn't he hire him instead of Gavin DeBecker? He's so smart.
Yeah, you're right.
They were drunk in love. It was my job to protect them.
Why didn't he just buy some blinds for the house, too, if it's all glass?
That's a thought. It was my job to protect my niece and nephews. Lauren's 11-year-old daughter and 12-year-old son with white cell and her 18-year-old son with former NFL player Tony Gonzalez. Hey, maybe she can be, she can have three baby daddies.
Yeah.
Michael added,
not bad.
I did it.
I did. Why is it so low? Does that sound low?
Yeah.
Homer?
Sounds
really low. Michael added, I did it and I did it well.
Did what? Protected his kid?
Protected the sister I almost raised.
Oh, my God.
Hold it. What's your clearance?
Michael, meanwhile, has been accused of helping leak the news.
Access denied.
He cooperated with the inquirer by agreeing to help secure a photo of Jeff and Lauren kissing, which didn't pan out, but added, I would never sell out my sister. Everything I did was to protect Jeff and Lauren. Why you made $200,000 with the inquirer, you dick.
Did you at least donate it to charity?
Oh, I'm sure he did.
Security breach.
Multiple sources tell the Post Lauren and Jeff's romance was on life support. After the world found out about it.
This guy's so intense.
And he pulled the plug on a Super Bowl ad for his spaceflight company because Lauren had filmed it. But they're still together. Relationship is getting stronger by the day. As Michael told the Post, Lauren and Jeff think they're meant to be. It's written in the stars. Lovebirds had turned to a high-priced psychic in New Mexico to see what the stars have in store for them. This is no ordinary psychic. It costs thousands.
Boy, I hope he can afford it.
So it's more psychic because it costs more?
Yeah, it was the best of the best.
The Bezoses were longtime friends of Lauren, a former Good Day LA and Extra host, and Patrick, often sharing dinner with their children in the Seattle area, where the latter couple kept a second home, and the Amazon founder's family lived in a $70 million compound. The two men have worked on huge business deals together for Amazon's film and TV ventures, including Manchester by the Sea. Jeff and Lauren bonded over love of flying.
It's not a love affair. It's, the object is that you're both getting your rocks off.
It was during a passionate conversation about flying. A passionate conversation about flying.
Aren't they all? Anytime two pilots talk, it's a passionate conversation about flying.
That the spark between Jeff and Lauren first became obvious. The families, including Lauren and Michael's younger half-sister, Elena, and others were gathered at the Bezos estate for dinner. Jeff and Lauren were lost in all this talk about choppers in space. Mackenzie was getting annoyed. Elena was like, whoa, something's happening here. Time to go.
Wait, who said that?
Elena.
Oh.
Is that?
Yeah, that must be her sister or his sister.
Lauren apparently was the...
Did you see my rocket ship outside?
Lauren apparently...
I can fly a chopper.
Was the last to see what was going on. She said, what are you talking about? It's just Jeff and nerdy Jeff.
I flew in on a helicopter.
She had never looked at him like that. Then after the dinner, the family friend said, all of a sudden, Lauren started to think Jeff was really cool. It was the first time she'd ever processed that he could be even thinking about her.
What?
A friend of Lauren's added.
5 minutes later.
Wow. Fucking shoot.
She has this kind of aura when she walks into a room. Men go insane. She doesn't even have to try. Initially, she had no idea Jeff liked her like that. Then he made some awkward moves and made his interest known.
I think that's a little redundant. Any move from Bezos is going to be awkward.
Of course.
Unless it's him putting his fucking wallet on the table. Maybe that was the move he put on for her. Like, check this out. That's my wallet.
They didn't ever see it as an affair. They both felt like it was a level of love they'd never felt. Before they took the first step, they'd been flirting for a long time, and they knew this was going to be something serious.
He's so invested, the brother. He's so beaten off to those two banging habits.
He is.
At least the thought of it.
I think he feels like he could steal her from Bezos a lot easier than he could from her husband.
Or any of the football players. I think you're right. I think that's what it is.
If they knew the National Enquirer knew about the affair, it would have instantly been the end of the relationship. Jeff would have been scared off and they would have split up. 100%. Instead, Michael said he would help the tabloid score a picture of the pair kissing. This would be, he told the Post, in return for softer coverage.
Oh, so that's how he did it. Oh. Wait.
Oh, that's a
Why
nice
don't you
move.
Sell them a different story about somebody else then? Like everybody else does.
And to push off publication of the story long enough for the couple to tell their families the truth.
Instead, he goes the Bill Cosby route and sells out his family to protect them.
Michael will defend Lauren to the death, said the family friend. That's the essence of their relationship as children and the essence of their relationship today. Oh, shut up.
Weird relationship.
Michael became suspect number one in the eyes of many, and his sister felt wounded by the accusations. I thought Lauren was prepared to be crucified. This always happens to women in a scandal, he said in the news. But I called her up and she was sobbing and couldn't even catch her breath. Michael confirms that his relationship with Lauren temporarily suffered after the news broke, despite him revealing to his sister and Jeff that he had worked behind the scenes to delay the story breaking. Now he said, I have my life back, away from the circus. My relationship with my sister will be just fine.
Not my clowns.
Not my circus. Would you ever want to my clowns?
I don't know. Julie doesn't have siblings, but I don't think I'd ever want to be with a woman who's that close with their brother.
It's just really weird.
It's bizarre. It's really, oof. Yeah, no thanks.
Creepy.
God, I'm gonna freaking explode inside you and spill it. I'm gonna fill you up.
I'm gonna fill you up.
What? I'm gonna fill you up. Okay, just let me do the talking. Oh, yeah. I'm meant to do it.
once in a while, there's those pieces of audio, and the more we play, I mean, even though we've played them 1,000 times, you catch new things. I think that one part is just killing me now. I might have missed it. The I'm about to do it part.
I kept missing. Let me do the talking. First time I heard that.
How disgusted he is. What?
Took me to a new place.
I'm going to freaking explode inside you. I'm going to spill it. I'm going to fill you up.
I'm going to fill you up.
What?
I'm going to fill you up.
Okay, just let me do the talking.
What?
It seems so Bezos-like.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Lord. So funny.
Oh,
nice going, Bezos. This is the richest man in the world.
Dope.
Can't you just have a polyamorous relationship like Buffett? Or be cuckolded by like Gates?
Come on,
it's with all Bezos. These rich men, these fabulously wealthy men.
And they're working out and getting hot. Cut it out.
I'm trying to think.
They're fucking hot.
Are there any guys that are like dudes that are super, super rich? Who else is on the really rich list?
Oh,
that's weird.
Gates is pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, but he's cuckolded. I mean, she's in charge.
I was kidding. He's not cool at all.
Who else is? I don't even know.
Wait, what about the guy that did the US Festival? Wozniak.
Oh, Woz. Yeah, Woz is pretty cool.
Woz!
He dated Kathy Griffin.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I guarantee you there's lots of people who, in a drunken state, have gone, Woz! Which says everything about Woz.
Zuckerberg's a fucking weirdo.
Oh, he's totally weird.
I don't know about Paige, though, from Google.
The Koch brothers.
Oh, they're peas in a pod. And they hang out with each other. Pretty cool.
Bloomberg.
Although they ran off their... Bloomberg's a weirdo, too, though. Ballmer! Ballmer, there he is. Ballmer's pretty cool. The guy that bought the Clippers from Sterling.
Yeah.
He's a partier.
Yeah, some of those tech guys are pretty wild.
Yeah. They're either really weird or really wild.
There was another survey about people having no sex reached an all-time high.
Oh, fun.
In 2018. 23% of adults have had no sex in a year.
Not this guy.
Oh, he's getting it on. He's getting it on. 50% of people in their 60s have no sex. But the part that surprised people was that 18 to 29-year-olds, 23% had no sex in the last year.
A quarter of them? 18 to 29?
Yes. And in since 2008...
let me guess. They're so focused on their career.
Well, there's a couple reasons.
In, out, three times.
Trivial things.
Well, they're busy with social media and...
Oh, they don't know real people?
Documenting their lives.
Oh, la la.
But it used to be, like 10 years ago, if you did that, you would just... pull up Tinder and go bang someone.
Since 2008, men under 30 not having sex has tripled.
Wow.
Tripled since 2008. Now, we always think, oh, these kids are sexting. It must be wild. All these dating services. But no. 35.
Maybe they just respect women more now.
No. Doesn't sound like that.
Well, after all, they're making lists.
35% of men 18 to 34. 35% of men 18 to 34 live with their parents. Yeah. 35%.
It's going to be a huge factor because you're not going to want to bring a chick home to nail when your parents are in the next
room.
Although
I have a friend who did all the time. So.
Well, I mean, I tried it all the time too. It just doesn't work out sometimes because your parents are up and you got to be really quiet.
35%?
That's
34? I mean, if it's 18 to 24, I would say, yeah, that sounds about right.
If we're going to have sex, that's all it is, period.
He needs to teach a class.
He does. 29% of women, by the way, in that age group live at home. So more men live at home than women.
That's, I'm surprised by that.
And then the number of people having sex once a week is 39% with adults. It was 51% in 1996.
Hmm.
So
I wonder why. Well,
nobody's getting it on.
That's really interesting.
Yeah.
Why don't they want to do it?
What do you find most mind-boggling about the opposite sex?
Are there less relationships?
Yes, there are.
Well, that's probably part of it.
Because they live at home.
Yeah.
And also they said too, I didn't really understand this, that there's more people that age who aren't in the workforce. What percentage of 30-year-olds aren't in the workforce?
You can only bang someone that's in the workforce?
Well,
I thought it was all about experiences. Go out and meet someone.
If you work, you're more likely to be in the
workforce. Who would want to put their penis in a coworker?
It seems like a whole lot of people want to. So, I guess we should get moving along.
Do we have time for anything else? Okay.
What?
We got to talk about the Legend of Cocaine Island tomorrow then.
Oh.
I want to play this one song real quick. I don't know what it is. I just, it was breaking news a minute ago. Elon Musk drops SoundCloud rap song.
I heard this. Boy, it's really stupid.
Here goes Tesla stock.
It's about a 2016 death of a gorilla, isn't it?
Harambe.
Isn't the Harambe thing done?
That's what I thought.
Isn't it done like 2 years ago?
Okay. I don't know why Elon Musk just, he's always doing the weirdest
thing. Did he film it now or record it now or did he just put it up now?
He always tweets just crazy things.
I have no idea. He's making jokes about the record company going under. Yeah, and his stupid song.
He tweeted out that his record company was called Rip Harambe, and it's failed. So I don't know.
Yeah, because Harambe's been done for a while.
Timely. Nice and timely there.
That picture of him.
He seems to have timing problems, doesn't he?
Seems to have too much free time. Thought he was working on all these things.
Did you see his
tunnel got ripped to shreds?
It got what?
You know, the boring tunnel?
Yeah.
Like, he's tried to pitch it to a few places, and they're like, let us know when it becomes more feasible.
Boring. Because
it's basically just a really small tunnel underground that doesn't have anything unique to it whatsoever.
I thought he was going to run a high-speed rail.
Yeah, it's not apparently not a high-speed rail in there.
I thought he was just boring it out.
I don't know. He's trying to sell it, trying to move it on.
Boring.
I thought he was going to do it.
I thought so, too.
You know,
but he still needs approval from
municipalities. Quit coming up with these wacky ideas and then go off half-cocked and go, oh, I'm going to sell it.
I know.
Still got some flamethrowers.
That worked well. That was a success.
Can you still buy those?
I don't know.
What was the point of him selling flamethrowers?
Because people would buy it. Which, didn't we talk to the guy that had his own flamethrower? Remember, he was out in Fox 2?
Yeah.
He didn't get in trouble for having a flamethrower? That guy was cool.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's called Not a Flamethrower.
Oh, yeah. That's
Can you still buy them?
I think they sold out.
Yeah, they might make
some more?
I'm sure you can find one. We should buy one.
Did you like Cocaine Island?
Yeah, The Legend of Cocaine Island on Netflix. Drew, it's one of my favorite things that I've seen in a long time.
Really?
Yeah, I loved it.
I liked it.
I was laughing my ass off during the whole thing.
Yeah, it was funny. It was about...
It's a documentary where the main subject of the documentary also performs the reenactment. and knowing that and watching it just makes it even better to me.
I thought so, too. I enjoyed it. The story's great. You know, it's a story about $2 million worth of cocaine is buried on an island. Where's that island? In the Caribbean?
It's a Puerto Rican island, but it's not the main Puerto Rican island.
Are you saying they put a cocaine cellar in the house?
Yes. And, you know, this guy in Florida who's down on his luck knowing about it and just wants to go and get it.
The way he's down on his luck is pretty amazing, too, because he had a very successful construction business and then it goes belly up during the recession. And then all of a sudden he has no money.
Yeah, he was in debt.
He didn't save anything. Yeah.
Yeah, but he had a big house, big garage, all these cars.
Every toy, a river house.
Yeah, boat.
His wife was really bummed they had to move to a double wide.
That was the size of their three-car garage.
Yeah,
I felt, you know, it was kind of sad because he didn't come back. A lot of people did come back, and he didn't.
Well, he seemed to have the wherewithal to do so until he hears the story.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden he gets obsessed with this $2 million worth of cocaine that's buried because that's the way back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like winning the lottery. But it's on an island outside of Puerto Rico, and you got to fly a private plane there.
And what does he do when he gets it back anyway? He didn't know how to sell it.
No. So it's the story of what happened with this $2 million worth of cocaine and I will say one thing. He did go to the island, and
that scene is so
I'll just
funny.
Say this. The first time he went there, he went with this guy.
Andy. Andy rules.
Who knew where it was. Because Andy had lived in a mobile, was it a mobile home? Trailer on the property, I think.
Oh, no, no, no. That's the guy that buried it. Andy's just his buddy.
Oh, right. The main character's buddy. The guy that got obsessed with the... And they go over there.
Here's the intro of Andy. I don't know, I thought it was really cool how they filmed this and told the story.
I had a fella that was a friend of my son's, and he, when I first met him, man, he was so fucked up on something. I don't know what. I assumed it was pot because he always had good pot, always. And but later found out that he had an opium problem.
This dude's like 500 pounds too. Here's Andy chilling.
No, I don't have a drug problem.
Got a cowboy hat and very.
I do drugs, if that's what you're asking. Absolutely, yes, I've done them more than most. But nowadays, it's not a problem.
Yeah, duh.
This is a documentary.
But I took a liking to this kid, man. He had a personality that you just cannot. You can't hate him. You can't. I don't hold it against him. But I wouldn't let him.
The guy's a nut. I mean, Andy is definitely the star of the documentary movie.
I like the big fat guy better, but Andy was cool. But the funny thing was, he took Andy to dig this thing up, and they had to fly home because Andy forgot his methadone.
Yeah.
He was
no, it was lobster.
No, it was the,
what? No, they had bad lobster.
You can't. He'd forgotten. He was an addict, either a hydrocodone addict or an OxyContin addict or something, and he was going to take some Suboxone. He wasn't sure if it was Suboxone or methadone with him to just get him through it.
To go all the way around the island in a Jeep.
And he forgot.
Hour, 45 minutes.
Forgot his stuff, so he got real sick.
The first night we were there, we had an early 45 dinner.
45 minutes.
An early dinner, and I ordered a lobster for dinner.
I love that he's in the reenactment, this huge fat guy.
I know, it's so
really funny.
Funny.
Of course, the question is...
It was a nice place, and... Rodney was like I said, man, he was in that mood, dude. And he was just trying to play the part while we were there. Like, he was some big timer. The lobsters. They come up to you, and they're like, y'all want lobster? And you say, yeah. And they go down to the bay and get the shit for you. Like, straight up, we went and grabbed the motherfucker and came back. Dude, this guy ordered a 5-pound lobster. When you see this thing, dude, I swear to God, Theo, it was that big around. That big round, and it was like that tall.
Like 4 feet tall.
I swear to God. Rodney's like real particular about food. Like, he gets mad if you don't eat it, you know what I'm saying? So I had this big ass lobster in my face. And I don't even like lobster, might I add.
It's just
I was shoving it down my throat because I knew Rodney was gonna yell at me because it was like $100 for the lobster, right? Luckily, Rodney tapped out like halfway in his, so I knew I was straight and I could put mine down now. And I was like praying. I was like so happy, dude, because I was not looking forward to eating that whole fucking lobster. That night, I got sick as a motherfucker.
Because the lobster, Drew. Not because he forgot his Suboxone.
No, no, no. He was detoxing.
I knew he was on pain medication, but and also knew it wasn't medicinal, it was recreational. And he was addicted. And he was supposed to have brought his.
But thanks for listening to the podcast.
So you got a 500-pound guy and a guy who doesn't have his opioids that he's addicted to, and they're going to dig up $2 million worth of cocaine.
Yeah, and they don't know exactly where it is. They have a pretty good idea, though. But yeah, it's.
I want people to watch. I really had no.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
I did not know where this thing was going, and as it turned out, I really didn't know where it was going.
Yeah.
Did you predict the ending?
No, no. I mean, you know one thing because he's doing the reenactments. But the question is, you know, is the cocaine still there? Did he get it out?
Well, I don't want to give it away. It's called Cocaine Island on Netflix.
Yeah, the legend of Cocaine Island.
Get us out of here, Brandon.
You got it.
And is there a boner line?
There is.
Okay. 209-66-BONER.
I had 125 calls when I came in today.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Wow. Are people calling the other shows?
Yeah, yeah, we've been getting calls on the Balls line, 760-89-BALLS, to talk to No Filter.
Yeah, No Filter will be back
tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow about midday. Hopefully the episode is available.
Set up the Final Four.
Yeah, set up the Final
Four. Talk baseball, too.
Absolutely. Maybe the Tigers will score a run before the weekend's up. And is there a line for Elric?
Yeah, 313-288-9070.
313-288-9070. They were in the story a couple more times.
Yeah.
I know people have been banging the show, too, so hopefully people are finding more entertainment with No BS News, which has a new episode out, or The Soul of Detroit with ML Elric, or No Filter Sports, as well as this program.
Don't forget to listen to this show.
Don't leave us for those shows, for God's sake.
God forbid.
They're only 3 hours a week. Well, 4 hours a week, actually. No Filter does two shows. So, everybody have a good start to the week, and we'll catch you tomorrow. Trudy will be here. And who knows what's going on? We'll talk maybe a little more hoops. Not a sports podcast, but we can set up.
No Tom on Tuesday because he's on vacation again.
That's right. He wants us to call him, so I don't know. There's no Tom.
Talk about Barbaro's statue.
Of course.
Cool.
See ya.
Hey, Drew, Mark, Maz, Trudy, Brandon. I have to listen to Maz fucking prattle on about A-Rod and the concessions one more time. I'm going to drive my car off a fucking bridge.
You butt out.
But every time you guys talk about Hope Solo's butthole, all I want to hear is Drew yell, "Blown out!"
That looks delicious.
Thanks for telling us all about that Motley Crue movie. We knew it wasn't David Lee Roth for real, because right after he took that line of coke, he didn't go, "Oh, yeah!"
Yes.
Don't listen to Mark. This American Life. Boring.
It's too boring.
You guys should ask Maz if Gary can fill in for a day.
Gary?
Maybe you could do a hard rock and review and all that.
No. My wife went to Dr. Roche, got me a birthday present, got some rejuvenation. And damn, love the show, boys.
Nice.
Listening to 106.7, and Trudy is playing Heart Shaped Box, and all I can think about, it's Courtney Love's vagina, which I have a theory looks way worse than Hope Solo's situation. I'll bet you there has been two grenades set off in that deli.
People that insist Jussie Smollett paid his debt to society by giving up that $10,000.
$10,000.
Remember, Jussie Smollett makes about, what, $20,000 an episode, so he gave up one half of one day's salary.
You can make that much money in 5 seconds.
I don't know what's wrong with that guy who thinks the Reaper Blue Oyster Cult doesn't have any cowbell. I know music, and I know that that's cowbell. Next, he's going to say that Van Halen's Eruption isn't cowbell, too. It's obvious it is.
I got a fever, and the only prescription is more cowbell.
Hey, Trudy, during the Jussie Smollett talk, you said you wanted a staff. I got a big staff for you.
Yeah, right.
Speaking of penises, am I really the only person that realizes that the symbol below Amazon is a giant penis? It's subliminal. I think they know what they're doing. Take a look at it. Just saying.
God, I'm going to freaking explode inside you. I'm going to spill it.
Hey, Brandon, Maz, seriously, fantasy baseball? It's like Dungeons and Dragons for sports fans.
What a dork.
Eddie Money says he has a Staffordshire Terrier, which is a pit bull, and Drew didn't say a word. I just figured he might just ask him nicely questions about, oh, you have a pit bull. How do you like that dog? Stop being a pussy. Ask some real questions, punk.
That is a stupid question by a rather stupid person.
Blue Oyster Cult sucks.
Here's my favorite bands, AC/DC, Van Halen, not Van Hagar, Skinner, Def Leppard.
Hey, you guys are talking about the teacher playing porn in Dearborn. That was my daughter's class. It was a dude, and it was gay porn. That's what they saw. So, yeah, it was pretty graphic, she said.
Pornhub.
Somebody got a dick?
Got it separated at birth for you guys. Just heard Mayor Faust honoring that little four-year-old girl, which is awesome. He sounds just like that old racist guy that you guys play every now and then, talking about women being dried up.
Duh.
Fuck that shit.
Hey, Drew, sorry to hear of the passing of Rank and Randy, but I just heard I Confess on the radio,
and I thought it might be a good mashup with the dude that cries really long and loud, Brandon. See if you can fix me with that mashup.
Do you have to listen to Cardi B or Daniel Bergoglio or die? Which one would you do? I personally think Cardi B is worse than Daniel Bergoglio.
How about that?
Need to hear more of the spelling bee turd. I haven't heard that in a long time. Play those drops.
What? I know it. I know it. I totally know it.
Okay, Drew, you did it again. That wasn't even Don't Fear the Reaper. That was Burning for You. Didn't even have the cowbell. That's not even a cowbell. They hit a block of wood. Not even a fucking cowbell.
Relax.
Hey, guys, driving home from work in the van, listening to some Immortal Sin you guys put on. Sounds great. They're awesome. I had no idea David Lee Roth sang with them. Fucking great.
Listen to that podcast about Alex Jones. And, yeah, I'm angry too, Drew. That dude is just there for the money, but he has to keep saying he believes all that bullshit. So he doesn't get his ass sued off. It's like an insanity defense for him. You know, if he starts admitting anything is not real, whole fucking world will crumble down.
You're the threat to America. You are who we're at war with, you traitorous little rat.
Hey, you guys should record a series of phone calls to the boiler rooms of shitty countries. Put them out there like the two-bar calls. I'd buy that album.
You wish.
Yeah, so apparently Smollett's name, Jussie, is short for Justin, which is my name. And for the last 10 years, I couldn't figure out why all the black people at my work called me Jussie. Yeah, I realize now for 10 years they've been calling me Jussie. Fucking great.
They would think that's a great name.
Keep it stiff. You guys are great.
See ya.
We'll leave you with your boyfriend now.